You're different. We're pointing out that you're different, but we like you anyway. That's what diversity and inclusion means.
But we like you anyway.
Oh, well, it's not just that. We also have special classes now on how to deal with millennials.
The hell is that? Oh, you mean the young ones?
Yes, because they think differently than the rest of us.
You know yeah, they because they didn't think that winning them. Was important.
Yeah.
Because everybody won.
Yeah. And there's a new, I saw a new new name for the millennials. You know, we had yuppies, and we had hippies, we had yuppies, we had hipsters. Now there's the yuckies.
Yeah, no shit, huh? I just like to refer to them as stupid.
But you know, they really have for managers. They have a class on how to handle millennials.
Right. Yeah. My best line about yuppies was from the Tom Petty song where he said, "My sister got lucky. She married a yuppie and took him for all he was worth."
Oh, my God.
Classic. Should we start this thing?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to get another soda.
Okay. Go hurry up.
Joel, where are you going to
I'll be right back, too.
Okay. All hurry
right.
up.
Well, in that case, I'm going to find someplace to go and be right back as
okay.
well.
Okay. Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Marty, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight. Three of us are senile. Thanks, Mel. The Prius lost an eye. And Joel has a new truck. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to watch Dark Matter. You know, this is a great show. But I keep forgetting the names of the main characters.
Are you telling me you can't remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? Really?
Here's Joel, Barry, Barney, and Michael! When you're recording, it does occupy your time a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, because you always got to look over your shoulder, or, well, I do anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Looks right. Looks right.
What's that? What's
You're
over
talking
your
about recording.
Who?
I kept looking over at the screen going, yep, looks right. Last week.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, by the way, here. I went with the little one.
Right.
Well, this is my gin and tonic.
In case you can see in comparison to the size of my head. Yes, this is the same size as your sippy cup with the white Russian.
You're breaking
nice,
up a little
guys.
Bit.
Nice, nice.
Uh-oh, Joel, we lost your video.
No, it's coming back. It's coming back.
Yeah.
For some reason, it turned off, and I had to turn it back on.
Yeah, your microphone's kind of crackling, too.
Yeah. Almost like your bandwidth went to crap first.
How about now?
Okay, there we go.
That's better.
Could it be band? There we go.
Yeah,
that's now good. That's better. Wow. Now, Michael, is that soda, or is that Black
no,
Russian?
No, this is my Black Russian with lots and lots of ice. And then we have lots. And lots of soda left over from the graduation party last week.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since Mark has decided, and good for him. He's just, he put on a couple pounds over the winter. He said, well, that's not going to continue. And he's changed the water, making himself smoothies, changed his diet a little bit, and he's getting out doing his couch to 5K and mountain biking more. So
wow.
It's that secret. It's a secret recipe out there called Eat Less and Exercise.
Yeah.
For $9.95, I'll write it down on a piece of paper and send it to you too. Not you guys, but it's like one of those commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it takes too, because it doesn't matter. I don't care what they say. Oh, you can change all you want to eat. You know, if you just eat what you're doing now that you like and just eat less of it, you can lose weight.
Yep. And then speed up your metabolism and you'll really lose weight.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I got free time now.
Not for long, though, right?
Actually, I've got pokers in multiple fires
Two of them are at Millipore, Jaffrey.
Ah, that would be great. Yes. That's where one of our whatchamacallits work.
Yeah. I also
How
have
far a drive with that?
Well, from Antrim, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And, well, I think the longest possible drive from New Hampshire, from the furthest north point to the southernmost point, would probably be 3 hours if you ran into traffic somewhere in the middle, like a Concord and Manchester. Well, so, you know, New Hampshire's a small state, so moving around there doesn't really take a whole lot of time, unless you run into, like, traffic, which was mostly in the south where all the mass holes filled in.
Yep, mass holes, yep, exactly. And that's one of the big things I said to Debbie. I'm like, you know what, I'll go north, I'll go west, I'll go east, but I don't want to go south.
Yeah,
not from Antrim. Realistically, if I can prevent it, I'm going to. Like, I'll work in Manchester or Concord, no problem.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy ride.
Yes, it is. So yeah,
Concord's a nice city. A lot of history there. City in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
Although they've modernized quite a lot since I left. And we used to joke about it being... I was getting an inadvertent message from the left wing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we used to joke about Concord being a city in a coma because it was so resistant to change that they wouldn't do anything. And then they realized the economic fallacy of their policies and suddenly accepted development because they were going broke.
Yeah.
And had no way to pay their bills, you know. So then they decided to go ahead and let development come in and stuff. And that's when all the shopping plazas and the mall and all that kind of crap moved in.
Mm-hmm. Well. So it's all good. It's all good. I got a couple of feelers out there. So we'll see what happens. And not to mention that the company that shall not be named actually has a few spots that are opening up.
I was going to suggest you contact your buddy again.
Yes, I actually know who. He almost hit me with his truck the next day.
Your buddy?
Yeah, I was standing in the parking lot at Market Basket, and there's a liquor store there, and I was going to the liquor store to get my prescription filled. And I was, and he comes whipping around the one aisle I'm walking down in his red Dodge truck, and almost hit me. And he's like, and he's looking and laughing, pointing, and he goes to park his truck. So I went to walk behind it to go to the driver's side. Then he threw on the reverse lights and was going to hit me. And then he got out laughing, and he goes, wow, I hear a whole lot of stuff's going on down there. And I'm like, how the hell did you find out? I just found out today that what's going down tomorrow. He goes, little birdie told me. And I'm like, well, what you got going on? He goes, right now, not a lot. However, he says, we slow down about this time. He goes, in September, it's going to explode with busy. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, well, he goes, if it's at all doable, take the summer off. He says, and come see me. He goes, actually, we'll get talking to you now. He says, but set something up for September. And I went, so from Antrim to Nashua is an hour drive.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad drive to get to work.
You get to know 31 very well.
Yes, I will. Yes, yes, I will. I've driven a couple times already.
That's not a bad road.
Oh,
no, it's not.
You better start playing Ingress again, because we could use a blue person going through Lineboro and stuff. I'm the one that usually has to drive up there. It's a long road home. I get a call from Emery. Where are you? Well, I'm in Peterborough. And I just crossed the Peterborough line, but I'm about as far north in Peterborough as you could possibly go.
Well, you know, we shall see how things pan out, but definitely definitely looking forward to. I got great news about the house. That's all happening really fast. Paperwork good. Signing, and so we're already packing here.
Good. And now you've made it really difficult for me to edit now. Because we went back on the topic again.
In and out.
Actually, no, you can tough. Mention. Yeah, okay, I'll tell you what. You can mention, I mean, anything as far as housing, moving, all that.
That I understand.
Just at 2 minutes and 15 seconds, that's the only thing that...
Yeah, but you just talked about having the summer off.
Yeah, but that's okay. They don't know. Maybe I'm independently wealthy.
Okay. All right. I'll be judicious in what I leave in.
Cool.
Of course, I'm going to have to edit all this out. talking about being judicious.
No, you don't.
Let him wonder.
leave him wondering for more.
Yeah, leave him wanting more. That's
well, let's start this thing, okay?
All right,
here we go. We probably already started it. Hey, people.
Well, considering we're almost an hour late.
Guess what? This is Late Night QRM, show 184. Gone to the Dogs. I even know the name of it already. See? There we go. From the Monadnock region in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, this is Barry J.
And from the southeast corner, at least for now, this is...
From the Tokyo Plateau, this is Barty.
And from Studio V, yeah, that's it, in Copper Harbor, this is Michael, the virtual Uber.
Michael's having a location.
Yeah, well, it's that senility thing. Huh? What?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Senility, yes.
Oh, I jumped the gun there.
We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Because
about what?
Well, at least three of us in this group are considered senile. We might as well start on that right away. Mel! I'm talking to you, Mel!
What? Huh?
Oh, well, senility starts at 50.
Oh, crap.
I do know how to unlock the doors of my car, though.
Me too. And I wouldn't be stupid enough.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For the people who don't know what we're talking about, it's New Hampshire After Hours, well, it's actually been around for a while, but we're chatting about
you
it more
guys,
and more.
Not me.
What? Oh, yeah, you've been listening to it for a while. Yeah, but the latest New Hampshire After Hours came out, and Mel was saying, well, that's, you know, they were talking about when senality. Maybe it does.
Huh? When do those time apps go to hell?
I say it's the gin and tonic, not senality.
Senality.
The finality of
going senile. They were talking and they were saying, oh, yeah, he was like 90 something. So it was like, yeah, well, maybe he was senile. And she goes, well, that could start any. I forget what the exact words were, but she says, well, that starts any time after 50. And I'm like, I was cutting the grass and listening to this today, and I'm like, 50.
And it took a long time with a pair of scissors.
You forgot what you were doing, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's got the JD.
Oh, I have that. There we go. What's that?
Played it last week. Since senality kicked in and you forgot you had the button, but you played it last week. Maybe she has a point. I don't know.
I don't have this craving to move to Florida, though.
Yeah, no shit, man. I'd rather eat a bullet than move to Florida.
Oh, come on. Don't you love hitting chads?
Oh,
Florida's the kind of place I don't wouldn't mind visiting. There ain't no way in hell I'd ever live there.
So out of the three, since I just recently started listening to them again because I had to take a break from the 2,100 mile of... Joel forced me to listen to it. I mean, like I said, I think I said this last week. Senility. The first 5 hours were okay, but after that, it was...
Such much?
You know, but you know, I look at it, it's kind of like drinking and smoking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not good for you. It's probably not good for you, but you do it anyway. You know?
Exactly.
Because you enjoy it so much.
Because you enjoy it.
That's exactly. It's not good for me.
No, actually, I'm back on the listening to them, and I actually look forward when the new one comes out, new podcast comes out, because it's fun. It really is fun. So
probably not to listen to around your kids, but
or at work.
It's like the language gets a little blue, like ours. Well, not you guys. You guys are pretty good. I drop a lot of F-bombs, but you guys are lot more intelligent and reserved than me. I just let them rip.
The F-bombs were flying last week at work.
Yeah, there have been a few episodes that that I've been trying to catch up on that there were a lot of F-bombs coming from all three of you. Well, two of you mostly.
Two. No, see, Michael.
Yeah,
never.
I've been known to let loose once in a while.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you got to be really.
Out, they kind of come all out at once.
Yeah. They're like Anthony. I mean, well, God love. I love listening to Anthony. I'm not saying that just to, you know, like to be super nice. I truly do mean it. I enjoy his commentary, his intelligence, his intellect. I even enjoy listening to his political viewpoints. I might not share them on the same topics, or they may not apply 100%, but I totally enjoy listening to them and how articulate he is when he speaks.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's so honest, so real. It doesn't feel contrived. It doesn't feel scripted. And when he just goes on and he's like, you know, when Doug Slater put that whole collage together, oh, the fuckity fuck, 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 fuck. I just cried. I mean, I was like, tears.
Oh, it's classic.
Joel?
I think my internet's getting a little glitchy, isn't it?
We can tell you're on Fairpoint.
Yeah. Oh, shit. you guys froze, and then all of a sudden all the little words and went away, and I'm like, are you fucking piece of shit internet?
If you want to get to that, yeah, Fairpoint has been horrible this week. I was in one of the nights, it was like 10 o'clock at night. No, I'll take that back. It was probably about 11 o'clock because I was trying to watch the end of this. I started watching House of Cards again, and I'm like on
fucking fan.
I said, okay, I'm going to go to bed after this one's over because I was like probably three quarters of the way through it. And fucking Fail Point. Maybe we should just call it fucking point. You know, all of a sudden, I do a speed test because all of a sudden, you know, Netflix is buffering. And buffering. And I said, I have absolutely nothing on in this house. The only thing I am doing right now is freaking watching House of Cards on the internet. And it started buffering. And then I did Joel's got the dots. Joel's...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So... Oh, I just couldn't believe it. I do a speed test, right, on my phone. And it's like, I have less than one MIP down. And it couldn't even detect an upload. And my ping time was 1,532 or something, and it stayed like that for like an hour. And I finally had to give up trying to watch the frickin' episode I was watching because it was, you know, I had to get to bed. You know? It's just, oh God, could you be any worse? You know? It's I'm just, you know.
Could you suck anymore?
Yeah, uh-oh. Could you suck anymore, Failpoint? Uh-oh, Joel's gone. He's gone.
We just heard the fatal noise.
He's gone,
like,
Rudolph! Oh, well. But I also have to say that, and I guess, I don't know whether he listened to the latest Love It or Hate It. thanks to Jason for pointing out the epic. Actually, if you think about it, all the podcasts that I put out that last week, it probably did equal about 13 or 14 hours.
Came close.
But the last one was the longest. And,
you should be the opening clip of our show was Anthony's rant.
Oh, I've got.
That would be so cool.
I've got another
marathon episode.
I've got another opening for.
Okay.
planned. And I'm thinking about creating a. When we create our podcast, I'm thinking about making an AM edition, which would be just the highlights of the show. You know, like
everything.
The whole show in 30 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, when you said
this week in late night QRM,
make this up early or something,
huh?
When you said AM, I was afraid that you were going to try old asses up early something.
The AM edition, Anthony Marcos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that'd be great.
Otherwise, I'm thinking here's a whole bunch of us looking at our coffee cups, going, early morning QRM.
Nah. Yeah, exactly, Michael. That was my thought.
I like that. Anthony Marco edition. Awesome.
Yeah, that was so good. So good,
that
Michael.
That was what I envisioned when you said AM. I could just see myself going.
I wish people could see the video of you doing that, because it is so freaking awesome.
Hair all rustled up. Yeah. Lit cigarette in my mouth, and I don't even smoke. You know?
What?
What?
He's back.
Piece of shit, Fairpoint pile of fucking shit, fucking sucky fucking internet, piece of shit, ISP, no having any fucking technology, crap all.
And our guest host tonight is Anthony.
I'm sitting here reset. I'm pinging my ISP. I'm pinging the whole, and I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me, right?
He's during a pothole.
Oh, I can't wait to get TDS. I can't wait. There's no place like TDS. There's no place like TDS. Yes.
We saw the dotted lines heading up towards your face, and we're like, uh-oh. We're losing him.
He's going. He's gone.
We're losing the patient.
He's gone.
Oh, my God.
A phasing error in the transporter, folks.
I can't wait till the day I don't even have to click the button. I just think about internet. Bing, it's there. I'll go, contact Mike. Bing, it's on Michael. You know, I can't wait. Oh, God, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You didn't hear?
Control yourself.
You didn't hear?
I know, man. Well, you know, a gigabit internet. I am going to have it at the new place. It will be Orgasmatron. Yep.
Really?
You didn't hear?
Gigabit.
Yeah, but Failpoint is buying TDS.
Oh, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, my God, no. Because let's face it, they can't get friggin' DSL right. There's no way they can run over cable gigabit internet and get
that right. They actually do have fiber. They have fiber in some places.
It's all fitting in a garage, coiled up on a spool.
They convinced the New Hampshire state government that they could take over from Verizon without any problems.
Yeah, stellar job. That's stellar job.
The same company that required me to download the Opera
browser.
Opera browser just to look at their internet site and pay my bill.
Yeah. How ridiculous is get a crappy, unsecure browser to go look at your bill. I like that.
Yep, exactly.
I'm surprised they didn't insist upon Internet Explorer 6 or something.
Well, it was either Internet Explorer 6 or Opera. They were your choices.
Oh, that's just too funny. That's just too funny.
Which is essentially the same as post your username and password on the billboard so everybody driving by can see it, and your checking account number.
Yeah.
With all the security holes that Internet Explorer 6 had.
Yeah, really.
It appears our federal government has a few security holes, too.
A few? I mean, like God. That security holes are so wide, you could drive a freaking truck through it.
Like that.
A Chinese truck.
That Chinese truck, apparently, now they're letting out that pretty much all the SF-86 forms for all federal and contract employees. Well, they probably lost them to the Chinese, or the Chinese got them. And anybody who's filled out the 27-page SF-86 form knows that everything about you is on it. Including bank accounts, including, you know.
but there's one thing I had heard, that the seat on the Chinese trucks that go drive through the security holes in the internet, aren't the seats moved forward closer to the steering wheel?
Well, that's because they're shorter people. You know, they're only 4 feet high.
I got to make light of it somehow. Michael shakes his head in disgust.
No, I'm just shaking my head. No disgust involved.
I'm just waiting to see that my bank account drained one day, and it's, you know, all going to China somewhere.
And a Chinese character pops up, which translates to thank you for your donation.
So I've been filling out those frickin' forms for 30 years. 35 years. Excuse me. 35 years now. It's 2015 now, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
I started back in 1979 filling those forms out.
Yeah, I started in 1980. So, you know.
Yeah, we're in the same time frame.
Yep.
By the way, the Blackhawks are leading the Lightning 1-0.
Go, Blackhawks! Yeah!
Woo!
Is this that... That championship thing that's going on?
And we're talking hockey. The only real sport in North America.
It's June. How are they?
They have the ice imported from Russia.
Oh.
Lots of ice cubes.
From northern Canada. Please. We have much better ice in northern Canada than anywhere else in the world. And much more of it to speak of.
And it's more polite.
Exactly. Canadian ice or no ice. Yeah. That's all we want to talk about.
Yeah. It does say fuck a lot, but it's polite. It's very polite about it when it says
But it says it says it in Quebec, so it's French, and people don't get it. You know,
It says it in French.
Yeah, well, you know, Quebec is the only French-speaking province in Canada.
How do you say?
Which, you know, it's funny because everybody thinks all Canadians speak French. It's just that one little province that pays the bills for all the rest of the country. The most prosperous, prosperous province. They're the ones that pay all the bills for all of Canada. And that's why they want to secede, well, not anymore, but in years past, they had wanted to secede because they got sick and tired of paying the bills for the entire rest of the nation. So, and, you know, they just kind of said dab and knack and went on, you know.
Out of all our Canadian friends, you probably just have one that agrees with you, Marty.
But my family's all from Quebec. I know.
I guess the only rightful thing that the correct thing to say is thank you. Also, the rest of the country.
Really, Barty, how do you say fuck in French?
I will not say that here.
Why not? You just said it in English.
You can't say it in French.
Because I don't know how to say it in French.
Oh.
One of the funniest things about my life.
You don't know how to speak it anymore.
Early episode.
I had 6 years of French, and I don't know how to say it.
Say it in English. French.
The whole funny part about my life is that I was born of a Canadian mother that came down out of Canada. She was working for a governess that used to bring her kids down to Old Orchard Beach. My dad was in the Army, and they met at Old Orchard Beach, and they fell in love or lust, you know, depends on who you believe. But anyway, they got married, and my dad, who was in the Army, got stationed in France, and we all went to France, and I was born in France. So all our neighbors spoke French. My mom spoke French. My dad, who is a French-Canadian, U.S. citizen, spoke French. So all I learned in my first few years of life was French. Mm-hmm. So we got from there, we went and got stationed in New Jersey for about a year and
France to New Jersey.
Yeah, well, I was just a little baby, so I didn't know any difference. And then we went to Texas, Fort Hood, and living in Killeen, Texas. And I started school there a year late because I didn't know enough English. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my parents gave me a crash course in English so I could enter first grade, skipping kindergarten. And I used to catch the biggest rash of shit from my teachers because of my Canadian accent. Because, you know, especially words like wagon. I don't know how I was saying it, but for some reason... Exactly. I just have this, you know, this memory in my head about being criticized for saying wagon instead of wagon or some kind of crap. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it was like the worst experience of my life. But now, all these years later, I can't speak any freaking French.
Wow.
According to my translator program on the iPhone.
Yes.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Let me get it. Let me have it speak.
Hey, put a dun dun.
You said loser? I am not.
Stop talking.
Acer.
It says B-A-I-S-E-R.
Baser.
Yeah.
Baser.
Baser.
I don't know how true that is, but that's what my translator says.
What does Google Translate say?
Oh, boy.
You check it out.
I'm checking in on my iPhone now. Although I have an old iPhone. We'll find out. Because Baser, I don't know, man. I don't think that's right. I could be wrong.
Isn't that what Debbie's nickname is for me?
Baser?
Yeah, we call you Baza.
Oh, okay, Baza.
Baza. Because, in other words, in England, if your favorite name is Jeremy, it's Jezza. Yeah. Barry is Baza. Michael is Michael.
Baza. I'm glad my name isn't Jeremy. That's kind of...
Oh, did you hear that those guys are going to be on Netflix?
Who?
All the Top Gear guys.
Oh, really?
Yes, they signed a contract with Netflix.
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called I Have No Freaking Clue.
Really? That's a weird name.
I'll research it some more, Debbie told me. Keep calm, carry on. How to say...
Well, while you're doing that, it's time, because we've skipped this part, to find out what everybody's... drinking.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Hey!
Michael's first.
This evening I am finishing up the ingredients from the Black Russian bottles, the small ones that I bought a couple shows ago, but I did buy more just in case. I did have to go out and get some backup.
You don't want to run out.
You betcha.
Joel, you're next.
I am drinking Operation White Russian because I listen to Michael's influence and because he is one of my best friends in the entire world. And he drinks Black Russians, and I've never tried one. I thought, well, I've had White Russians. They taste like milkshakes. I'll have them.
And I'm having a gin and tonic with a spritz of lime juice in it, supersized.
Ooh.
Barty? Barty?
Barty?
Barty?
I had to uncomment my microphone because I'm watching the hockey game.
There's a hockey game on tonight?
Oh, my God. Barry, you're an embarrassment to all of Canada. Oh, but you're not Canadian, so I guess who cares? Yeah, there's a hell of a fucking... fucking hockey game going on. Anyway, I'm drinking E&J brandy as usual.
Ah, very good. There's a Baser fucking... Baser fucking...
That's you just said there's a fucking fucking.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Exactly.
That's
like the Scottish martial arts.
Did you get the Google Translator to go yet?
And no, I'm on youswear.com.
Google Translate comes up with murder, but that's a little too polite.
It is murder. It says, oh, murder. Because I put in, how do you say fuck you in French? And it came up, oh, murder. And I'm like, it doesn't have the same effect. You know, when you look somebody...
It's more like, oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think it's being polite.
Yeah, I know merde is shit in French. Right. So.
Merde. Right. Yeah.
And fucking... is yeah. German for the original.
The last time that I was visiting a customer in Canada, they were explaining to me that most of Canadian swear words are based off things in the Catholic Church. I mean, words like tabernacle was basically a bastardization of the word tabernacle. So a lot of their swear words are more acceptable in public because they're more religious-based, as opposed to the American swear words, which are more based on sex and are a bit more, a hell of a lot more offensive. Right. You know. Hmm.
So I'm looking it up right now. So, fortez le chem, which is fuck off in French.
What? What's the first one?
Fortez, F-O-U... T-R-E, Fortre Le Camp.
Why don't you have Siri say it? press it like you're going to select it.
Forte.
And then you can have it speak it.
Oh, great.
Like you're going to copy-paste it.
Yeah.
Press it. So, and one of the options is speak.
So let's take this simple thing of swearing and make it into something very complicated.
And I'm just press. Oh, wait a minute. Copy, define, search. There is no speak.
You don't have speak?
No.
You can't speak?
You can't.
Hey, Barry?
What?
Barry?
Hey, Barry?
Fortrait le camp.
Joel, I swear you're getting the hang of this.
I love French.
Yeah, and he loves too French.
Oh, my.
Mine has.
Oh, you might want to edit that out, Barry. That's kind of offensive.
What? What's his late night QRM?
Okay, let me see what happens if I put fuck you in my translator. See what it says. Oh, mine says. Oh, mine's slightly different. It's slightly different. Hang on. Let me get Siri to say it.
Va te faire foutre.
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's the other one I was just reading up. It says it too fast, though.
Who? Well, it's speaking in... Yeah, I'm surprised it pronounced it quite well, I thought.
It did pronounce it well.
Va te faire foutre.
Va te faire foutre. Fuck you. Exactly.
What?
Unless you're viewers.
Va te faire foutre.
So, exactly how many minutes have we spent talking about how to say fuck you?
We're not even a third close to what Anthony does on his podcast.
You know what? These things are important. We're getting ready to internationally travel, damn it.
This is not what you want to say to immigration when you walk the country.
Yeah, we go through the border crossing with the fair foot.
Exactly. When they walk in, they say, do you have anything to declare? Yeah, I've been practicing French. Ready for this?
Yeah, but wait a minute, dudes. One thing you have to understand is you're going to Ontario. They don't speak French there.
Doesn't matter. If I have enough rum and cokes in me, I'll speak it anywhere I'm standing.
The other fact that you have to consider is that if you're trying to pick up things in French, that Canada speaks a different type of French than
true.
France does.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, most of this crap that you're getting on these translations are Parisian, from France.
Yeah, Parisian French, not Canadian French.
Yeah, not real French.
Right. Well, you know what? I actually prefer German. And so, quite frankly, I'm in foreign territory here.
But I gotta tell you,
you're in New Hampshire.
I took what the fair foot.
What the fair foot.
And I put it in the translator again, and I went French to English, okay? Just to, you know, double check things. And, well, this is what it came up with.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Gotta love technology. We spent all this money just to find different ways of saying fuck you.
Fun with your translator.
Yeah, buy an iPhone just so you can find more exciting ways of saying fuck you.
Exactly. These things are important in life. It's a little thing.
Yeah, we got to
Buzz bed.
We got to teach something on this podcast. God knows we don't teach anything else.
I remember that.
Well, I differ with that statement because I think we teach a whole lot of things on this podcast. I can't remember too many right off the bat. But,
it's because you're over 50, Barty.
You're exactly right.
I'm getting status reports as we're doing the show here. My wife just passed the old farm in Wisconsin on her way down to Woodstock.
Oh, okay.
She's traveling.
Okay. Yeah, she's traveling this weekend. She's going to go down and see the moms, and then she's horse sitting.
Oh, cool. Next week. Okay.
And by the time the show's out, she'll be back, so I don't have any problem talking about it.
She and the family truck's dry, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I didn't family know she truckster. Would take... Yeah, family truckster.
Family truckster.
Bosmed! It means fuck you in Hungarian, Barry. Fucking play the family truck. I'm Hungarian Romanian descent. Now all I learned was squares up to the age of four. That's from my
Now you know Michael's wife listens to this show. You got to take a lot.
She
of
won't
that
be listening
out.
To this one, bro. Well,
first,
yeah, she will. Mom. Oh, she laughed at Doug's rendition of the Anthony show. Yeah. So.
Okay, Joel, while you got it out, find out how to say
it. Got it out. Excuse me.
You got it out. Excuse
me. Voila.
Just make sure I know how to say it in Italian.
In Italian. Wow, I don't know Italian, man. Like
I think I know what it is, but I'm not.
Russian. I don't know. Fucking.
He wants to make sure.
Yeah, because I think. Well, yeah. Tell me what it is.
All right, hold on. How do you say "fuck you" in Italian? I love putting this in the search window.
Because, you know, it's going to remember all that.
It is. It'll be in my history. I'm going to save that. Italian profanity in Wikipedia. Oh, all right.
Oh, man.
Ah, jeez, let's see. Let me go English.
Where is a real Italian?
Italian.
Italian swear words. Youswear.com. I tell you what. Ah, here it is. Ah, F-A-N-A-B-L-A. Fanabla. Ah,
you have to be Italian to say that, I guess.
It says, in the translator, it says it's this.
Vaffanculo.
Yeah, that's what my wife says to me all the time.
I thought it meant take the garbage out. I guess it
I did. Yeah. I said, there is no garbage tonight. I took it out already.
And that's why she laughs every time you take the garbage out when she says that to you.
Vaffa culo? Is that what it says?
Vaffan culo. V-A-F-F-A-N-C-U-L-O. That's what mine says.
Oh, V-A-M. I'm looking for that one on newswear.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all lost here. This is fucking.
Say it again.
The show is brought to you tonight by youswear.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the letter F.
Frecken. Letters U, C, and K.
Frecken is the original original word in German for fuck. Frecken?
Well, let's find out how you say it in German.
That's how you say it in German, is Frecken.
This is los. You do it. Never mind.
He's going to break in there. Rosetta Stone, German. Start speaking German.
I do speak German, but that's another story.
I know. You learn how to say that in Rosetta Stone?
Well, no. I've got all the swear words right here. For instance, blah, 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 blah. Let's see here.
Wait a minute. Here's what it says in German from the translator.
Fick ditch.
Yeah, fick ditch, which is F-I-C-K-D-I-C-H. Right. Fick ditch is fuck you in German.
Yes.
Frecken is the original. What the fuck is that? That was an that was my stupid fucking cat.
Alrighty. I love how educational this freaking show has become.
Late Night QRM unscripted.
Okay.
All inspired by Doug's collage of Anthony Marco.
Hey, really, there's a lot of fucking going on.
Oh, okay. Here you go. I got it for you. Hang on. Here's how you say it in German.
Fucking Katze.
Yeah, that's an amalgamation.
Fucking Katze.
No, that's how you say fucking cat.
Oh.
Well, who cares about fucking a cat? Who does that anyway?
All right.
It's a little rough translation cat there, but as far as pronunciation, but I'll go with that.
Exactly.
That was the translator.
Yes.
So, okay, now that we're coming down off of the...
that was our swear
The different ways and pronunciations of fuck and the terminology fuck. We'll slide right into our next topic, Jason's podcast.
Okay.
Up in the sprain. No, actually, I just got to say, the man's got balls. He really has balls to try new things. Again, I was on the mower on the JD today and listening to the podcast, and Jason's...
And you ran over your wife's flower bushes.
No, but he did the dryer cast, which was freaking amazing. It was a total failure. It was funny as hell. I'm sitting on the mower, listening to this. I said, I can't believe I'm listening to a recording device inside a clothes dryer right now.
I couldn't believe I listened to 10 minutes of office noises before I realized there was no speech. It was just him on the keyboard typing away.
Oh, did he do that? I missed that one. I must have missed.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that one. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So
Chris and I kept waiting for the podcast to start. I was like, I think I hear typing. Because we're in the family truck journey, and we kept turning it up.
And you're like,
yeah.
Is it playing now? I don't know. Exactly. You hear click, 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 click.
Kudos to Jason for being experimental.
Well, you know, that was
most original.
That was the subject matter of the last pad, and that is, don't be afraid to fail.
Oh,
hell no. Absolutely.
Oh, hell, we're not afraid. We do that every week.
Every week we fail. And we enjoy ourselves while doing it.
Yeah, we don't care.
Hours to do it.
Yeah. 17 and a half to be precise.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to check one more thing here.
Scheißekopft.
Did you hear Anthony's last rant about the 3-hour epic you guys put out?
Yes.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Where were you?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear about it.
And I was here.
Oh, yeah, you disappeared.
I did. I was out. But, I mean, what was it? Was that on Love Hate Things?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
I just started. I was re-listening to Love Hate Things.
I just love it. Love Hate Things. Okay. I love his rants.
Wait a minute. Before we start on that, I just got to play this one thing for MMD out there.
Fuck, bezahlen Sie mich.
Okay, that's for MMD.
Was that Nerdu?
No, that was saying, fuck you, pay me in German.
Why in German, though? Because MMD, I don't think he speaks fluent German, does he?
All right, well, let me see if
Well, that makes even better, because he's going to wonder what the
I'm
hell
saying
was,
I think Urdu would make a lot more sense than German.
I don't have that.
I don't have that.
I don't have that as an option to translate to. I don't have anything from the...
What's named like the Maharaja Mac Daddy? I'm not thinking German.
Okay, the closest... The closest thing I've got to India in here is
she's gonna hit fucking Mandarin. I know it.
I think no. What's Catalan? Catalan. Catalan.
Dude, I'm born in fucking Philly. Like I know what the hell that is, right?
I was gonna say the closest one that I can see is either Slovenian or Turkish.
No.
If Rocky didn't run up the stairs there, it doesn't freaking matter.
I got nothing for India or any of the dialects they speak.
So the iPhone is racist, a piece of shit.
There you go.
I thought they don't sell iPhones in
India. They don't sell very well in India.
I thought they couldn't sell them at all because they have a rule or something that...
No, that's BlackBerry. The big issue in India is
Go ahead.
What was your name, Michael?
Yeah, the big issue in India is Androids. It's inexpensive phones. They have to be inexpensive.
Oh, okay.
Well, it makes sense, because then it's accessible to everybody.
A Persian? Yes. How close is Persia?
No.
Oh, that's Iran.
Persia's Middle East.
Persia's Iran.
But you're talking it's Canada and the United States. I mean... Oh, actually, no.
Okay, I'll do it in French then. There, because he's Canadian.
French, because he's Canadian. It's only a small province. All right, never mind. I fucking quit. Here, that was in English. All right, I give up.
Are you kidding? Oh, this is the way they say. Hang on. I gotta select it so I can get. Oh God, I don't need the freaking dictionary. Go back. I'm trying to select. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yep. This is how you say it in French.
You know the dude fucking mumbles, right? I'm drinking and I don't mumble.
It says,
that.
Well, here's what I'm reading. Fuck vous me paye. Paye.
Okay. Alrighty then.
All right.
Why the hell does he say it so fast? I mean, there's got to be a way to slow that shit down so you can actually hear it.
Well, because French people speak fast.
Not all of them. I have many friends that are French, from my English wife, who has friends in France.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't
all speak French to you?
That's a pretty bad generalization to make, though, Barry, is just that they all speak fast.
No,
people say that about people from different parts of the U.S. Well, they all speak fast.
Well,
and they all have because in the South, they don't speak fast at all.
No, they speak rather slowly down there.
They speak rather slow down there. And then you got to know, I got family in North Carolina. You know, they talk like this all the time. You know what I'm saying? So you don't be going to... It all sound like fucking Boomhauer. I talk down there and say, you know, I went to visit my father. They said, hey, we're going to go down there and get some grits at the cafe over there and go sit and have some
ding,
breakfast.
Ding, 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 ding. You have said the magic word tonight.
Grits! Grits!
Joel wins it tonight.
Oh, what'd you win? A bowl of grits.
grits. That's right. We got to all eat grits tomorrow.
I had grits this morning for breakfast.
Yeah, so did I think.
It's funny.
I don't know. I'm over 50.
I think it was in the last show I said that the last time I experienced grits was in Turkey.
Yep.
At the Duck, the Abaca.
Right, eggs, grits.
Okay, so we got through Jason's podcast. Jason, great show. I really enjoyed it. I was cracking up.
Yes.
I really was.
Well, we are at most of Jason's
and
shows.
And we already did the second one. We started off.
I jumped the gun on that, sorry.
No, that's all right. It just blended right in. I had in here about...
I forgot when I was supposed to start it. I'm over 50.
Hey, you never played the theme.
Of what?
Days of our lives.
Oh, God.
So you fucking forgot.
I don't always
play. Yeah, you fucking forgot, you old fuck.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I'm fucking senile. What do you want?
Exactly.
I'm fucking drunk.
It works out perfect, Barry.
Of course, the next topic after senility starts at...
you can't even freaking say it.
At 50.
I love this. I don't fucking know.
I have that in the topics, and then Michael's next topic is, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's
right. He knew this was going to happen. Way to go, Michael.
Was that based on the previous topic? Or?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
But I heard the same show. I'm like, what?
All right, so then we got to go to Nat Geo. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, they were in town this week, actually.
That's an awful lot.
Just wait, because, you know, I'm thinking, hey, this is cool. They're coming up to visit Copper Harbor. They've got to be doing a shoot about how natural it is up here and everything. It's a freaking reality show they were filming.
What?
Yes.
I heard the beer was good.
They're doing a reality show.
Wait a minute. Did they take somebody, blindfold them, and then drop them off into a remote location?
Like the main street?
Like Copper Harbor?
I don't know, dumping them
off in the middle of the
I'm still the trying jungle. To get my head around a reality show. You can't accidentally take a wrong left turn and end up in Copper Harbor, because it's way the hell out of the way.
Yeah, they found that out.
There are no left or right turns in Copper Harbor.
I don't want to spoil the reality show, but they did discover, the crew and the personalities in the reality show did discover the brewery. So I must say they have good taste. And I hope they come up and do something a little more serious about the harbor. I mean, they loved it. They loved it up here. And
it sounds like they mostly love the brewery.
Well, that too. Well, I mean, they had a pretty good-sized crew up here. But there was earlier this week, I was taking care of something in town, and Chris finished up at the township. She stopped and said, hey, I'm heading home. So I said, okay, I'll follow you. I'll be like a minute or two behind you. And I'm coming down the road, and Chris's truck is off by the park entrance with the four-ways on, and she's not in it. And I figure she's taking photos, but I'm going to stop and find out anyhow. So I pull up behind that with my Jeep, turn my four-ways on, and I start looking for her. And as I'm getting out of my Jeep and crossing the road, this big Tahoe comes up behind me. That stops, and a whole bunch of guys pile out of it with a drone and camera equipment, and like, And there's a nice fog out over the harbor, and there's this freighter crossing in front of the harbor in the fog. Really, really cool scene. So Chris is out there taking pictures, and all these guys are coming out on the beach, and it didn't click right away. And all of a sudden I realized, this is some really nice photography equipment they've got here. And that's a really, really nice drone. I'm like, oh, yeah, these are the guys from National Geographic. They like the shot, too. And they looked over at us, gave us the thumbs up. And what really impressed me about, I mean, they are all nice people. But this is the first time I've ever seen somebody like this, or anybody actually up here. They let everybody else out at the entrance to the park. They looked at the no parking sign. They bundled everybody else that wasn't taking photos, and they drove down to my driveway and staged there instead.
Wow.
Everybody ignores the no parking signs up here, which drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. These guys didn't.
Nice.
So, you know, anyhow, they went out there, they took their photos, and a little bit later, I guess Burry decided to stay open late for them.
Ah, there you go.
But, yes, they loved the town. They had to leave 5:30 in the morning, Thursday morning. Mm. Bummer. Go off to their next site.
Because they didn't spot. It's in search of virtual Youpers.
I wasn't going to tell them they were drinking next to the virtual Youper all the time. I did meet their staff paramedic, though.
So, I'll be honest with you. When we went out to the lighthouse lookout that first night Barry and I showed up, I am convinced there was a Yeti in the woods behind me by the outhouses. I heard rustling, and then I heard... And I thought, well, that's not me. I'm saying it.
And Bert's a long ways away.
So that might be a family relative. Is it a Yeti?
Just waiting in line.
Yeah, just waiting in line. It was dark as and looking at the literally looking at the lights dance northern across. Lights,
yep.
The sky, the northern lights, and then here. I'm like, is that me? No, I'm sober. I only make that noise when I'm drunk. Is there a Yeti back behind me? But, so, you know, I don't know why they couldn't find him, because all they had to do is look for the northern lights, but just saying.
Mm. Wow.
I guess that falls into the category of don't worry if there's a bustle in your hedgerow. It just might be the whispering wind.
That was deep, dude. I'm a little too drunk to comprehend it.
That was fucking poetic.
Or it could be the mountain lion behind you, but other than that...
I like that, Michael. That's better. That beats Led Zeppelin every time. Those guys couldn't fight with a mountain lion.
Did you say that beats Led Zeppelin? Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Barty. I've been drinking. I could have swore you just said that beats Led Zeppelin any time. They can't fight a mountain lion. I'm trying to remember which album Led Zeppelin did where they were fighting a mountain lion, or did I hear that wrong?
Oh, no, you didn't hear that wrong. They did not fight a mountain lion.
About Mordor, though.
Yeah, they did. But I quoted some Led Zeppelin lyrics.
Oh, okay.
And then Michael said that, no, that was a mountain lion. And that beats Led Zeppelin because they could not fight a mountain lion.
Okay,
I suppose Page could have hit one with his guitar, but after that, he'd be gone.
Okay. Right, sir, thank you very much. I'm a little fucked up, so I'm hearing stuff wrong.
Note to self, no more supersized gin and tonics.
Note to self, no more Led Zeppelin references in front of...
I'd be jamming hard right now.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
But see, either that or a little Blue Oyster Cult, either or.
I love Blue Oyster Cult, especially their first two albums that most people never heard.
Mm-hmm. That, and I like the Cult. I'm a real big fan of the Cult.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too. They're pretty good, too.
Somehow we've just gone down a different rabbit hole, but that...
But what? This kind of leads back to an episode 3 weeks ago or so when Barry was saying that when we finish up the top 40 crap that we're doing, I shouldn't say crap. When we finish off the top 40 themes list that we're doing and topic, that maybe host and guest hosts will get to pick the song of the episode.
No, we're going to. Actually, I was going to send out an email because, again, I was thinking about tonight's song, which is from that famous band that joined us last week.
Oh.
They'll be performing on this show, but I might as well tell you guys instead of sending out an email. Yes, yeah. I need four songs from each of you.
Okay.
I can give you dozens.
I just need four songs, Barty. we're doing a month's of people's songs.
There are like parameters that you will not accept a song from.
No.
Just write care. This. Write Joel's song is "She Sells a Sanctuary" by the Cult. That's my input.
I look at it this way: it's the end of the show. Okay,
You mean
I will play anything.
We're not ending this, are
because
you?
I know
we're having too much fun with
no,
this.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying the
Marty's getting depressed.
Marty, shut up. Hey, I think we know who's the most hammered in this group right now.
That would be me.
Yeah, he's the only one that got it.
The song is at the end of the show, and if people don't like what they're hearing, and I'm sure it happens all the time, they can just fast forward to the end or push the stop button. You know? Yeah. So I have no problems. That's why the song's at the end of the show. You might miss hearing Sammy, but, you know.
Can I throw something out there real quick?
Yeah.
I would like to thank Jonathan and Dave Broadbeck. Many episodes ago of the Jonathan Files, the song that ended the Jonathan Files episode, and I really do apologize because I don't remember exactly which episode it was, and I'm more than just a little bit drunk right now, so trying to comprehend which one it is just making my brain hurt. But at the end, they played the song that was from the end of Battlestar Galactica, which was the rendition of Jimi Hendrix's song, The Watchtower.
Oh, yes!
Jammed out tune.
In Goldfinger so hard to that song. Yeah. When Dave said, hey, you know, he was talking to his son Jonathan, and they played it. I'm like, dude, you guys just rock. And I want to say thank you for that, because I still go back and listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, Dave and
Jonathan. Yeah, and they had a song dedicated to us, this last episode. They played American Idiots.
Oh. I'm a little
American
behind.
Idiot, actually.
I thought it was going to be some kind of a really long song, like In the God of DeVito or something, you know? Or Close to the Edge,
but
know?
No, they do play good. They play good music on there, you know? I do enjoy the music. Matter of fact, well, as you know, a lot, because I subscribe to 78, something like that, podcasts. I do play them at time and a half, especially the talking ones,
mm-hmm.
and just so I can get through them faster. But there's certain ones that play music that I don't. I keep them at one speed, one time speed. And Jonathan's, Dave and Jonathan's one is that because he plays music. Jason, he plays music. I'm about to slow down Anthony's because he plays music, and I'm because I listen to so many. I'm, by the way, Merry Christmas to everybody, because that's where I am in my podcast listening on my C group, and so I'm still listening to Dix and James. So,
wow, you are behind.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to Sally yet.
You haven't gotten to Baby Sally yet.
I haven't gotten to Baby Sally yet, so I'm still
listening. I've started listening to Baby Sally. I got through the first couple of episodes.
Yeah. So, but he plays, I like his music choices too. Scarborough Dude's music choices.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy those.
Yeah, well, Ken now.
Ken, yes.
You know, it's
funny. They're two different people now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there's two
Scarborough
people.
Dude and there's Ken. So
yeah. Scarborough Dude has stopped, and now we're into Ken.
Listening to Scarborough
Dude. It's really
kind
of funny because when I was a little kid, one of the main albums I got that I listened to a lot was Gene Autry. And ironically, the first live baseball game I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Was during the first Desert Storm when Gene Autry, who owned the team, gave all U.S. military personnel the best seats in the house if they just simply waited an hour after the tickets window opened. You could show up there and get the best seats in Anaheim to watch any California Angels games.
Nice.
And it was awesome. It was awesome.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, my kids are really into baseball. I'm not necessarily a big baseball fan. I watch the Red Sox, and if they're in a pennant race, I'll pay attention. But otherwise, I could care less about baseball.
I used to watch the Phillies all the time when I lived down there. But I don't have time.
My boys were like big baseball fans, and just being able to go into a baseball stadium mm-hmm. and be able to go down by the fence and have players throw balls up to them. Oh, my God. They just loved it. And they got balls, and they would throw the balls back to the players, and the players would sign it and throw it back up to them. And it was just really a great experience. You know, I really kind of appreciated Gene Autry for, you know, just making that available to us. It was great.
Yeah, cool. Well, Michael,
and it was kind of funny.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh, okay.
I was just saying it was just kind of funny because Gene Autry was a guy that when I was a little kid, I used to listen to him and just love his music, and I used to love some of the movies that he made and things, you know, because I was like a really big cowboy fan of, you know, the old Western movies and things.
Yeah, isn't he dead?
I never really got into Roy Rogers, but Gene Autry I really liked.
Isn't he dead?
Yes, he is. He's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, he's buried at. Sure, he's buried down in.
He's buried somewhere. That's for sure.
Yeah, Arlington Cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, oh, because I believe that. He served in World War II.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, Michael.
Yes. are we on the catastrophic subject now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well. I'm trying to remember which morning it was. I think it was yesterday, but this been one of those weeks. Just cleaning things up around the house, getting the kitchen in order, and I heard this bang, crash, tinkle, 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 as in water running. I'm like, this can't be good. Well, I had bought my wife roses for our 25th anniversary, which were hanging in there really well. And because we have three cats, my wife had put them up on top of the computer desk, on top of the HP printer. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the cats decided to hop all the way up there, mm-hmm. knocked the vase of roses, including the water inside the vase, over, and it landed smack dab in the middle of Mark's gaming keyboard.
Oh.
This is the same keyboard that had seen the apple juice.
Yes.
Yes.
a show or two ago. Well, the water proceeded. I did manage to dump the keyboard upside down over a dish towel, and it just rained water out of it. Shut the computer down right away. There was some water in other places that shouldn't have been, but the keyboard took the brunt of it. I shook it out really good. I did a John C. Dvorak thing and threw it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
At 170 degrees, mm-hmm. hoping for the, you know, the best, except that the water actually seemed to have loosened up what apple juice was left in there and then caused it to congeal again. So certain keys, specifically the control key, which is like almost the most important key in all gaming, stuck down and stayed down.
Now, is this
the isopropyl alcohol?
Well, it's a membrane keyboard. Okay. I might try it, but it's also not super expensive. So I told Mark, I said, hey, I've got another wireless keyboard in the office. This will get you back up and running, and we need to take a trip to town.
I'm surprised he doesn't. I was going to say, this isn't a gaming keyboard, because I listened to the Gizwiz, the last version, and yes. They were talking about keyboards, and apparently I'm out of touch with, I'm over 50, you know, and senile. Apparently, they're gaming keyboards with, you know, red cherry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Switches.
You get into
all this. You stuff.
Well, of course. I'm jumping into the game here, but yeah. Well, first of all, cherry to you and me probably doesn't mean anything to them now because cherry used to be a Switch company.
Right.
Now they're making keyboards,
but they're still making a lot of the high end keyboards use cherry switches.
Apparently. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I learned. Yeah. But the high-end gaming keyboards normally have multicolor LEDs under each and every keyboard key, so that depending what game you're playing, it highlights different parts of the keyboard in different colors, so you know where all the action keys are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's looking to get something like that, but this was just a good quality Logitech keyboard to get him started because he put all his money into the main box initially.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told him, well, now's the time to go out and find it.
As it is right now, I'm changing the colors on the keyboard of the Logitech gaming keyboard I'm on right now.
Ooh, gee, okay. We should have asked you, Joel, sorry.
Well, you know what? Speaking as a person that plays online games on a keyboard, I am very, very challenged in playing Tamriel Unlimited online because it is primarily PC-based and all... a lot of the attack sequences are all based upon a PC mouse that has two or three buttons or more.
Right.
And of course, I'm playing on a Mac that has a Magic Mouse, which
what?
Is what button? Basic.
What? Yeah, but- are you serious?
It has a. It has no buttons.
No buttons, that's right. It's a tab.
I'm on the Mac Mini right now that's got, and the mouse has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons on it.
What mouse do you have?
It is also a Logitech mouse with a gaming Logitech keyboard for World of Warcraft.
Cool. Yeah, well, that's what I need to get, because I tell you what, the game is an amazing game. I love it, but having a buttonless mouse like the Magic Mouse is definitely a detriment, because I have to go try to find keyboard equivalents for a lot of the attack moves and things, because they want you to use a right button for this, a left button for that, a middle button for this, and if you got a third or fourth button, you could do this and that. And I'm like, my God, I don't have a friggin' button. All I got is the one mouse, and if I rub my hand, my finger on it the wrong way, my whole view changes, and it's like, whoa, come back.
I hate it when rub,
go ahead, rub it the wrong way and your view changes.
I got to give a public service.
There is a lot of people at Apple that are really into rubbing things the wrong way, because I tell you what, you touch this mouse and all kinds of things happen.
Yeah. Well, I want to say something here. I may drive a 13-year-old Oldsmobile, but we've got a really souped-up out-the-ass Mac Mini and for gaming, and gaming is primarily one of the big things in this household. Barty, it's time to go to Best Buy.
I think so. Give Amazon. Me the. Can you email me the, or I guess tell me now, the model of the Logitech mouse you're using? Because I'm going to hook that to my Mac Pro just so I can play this freaking game.
I do want to give, while you're doing that, I want to give a public service announcement out to all the gamers who use keyboards and mice. Well, you can't see the video, but these guys can. This is what can happen to you as you get senile. As you can see, I have the my poor restless middle finger is not quite as restless as it used to be. I can barely straighten it completely out. That's all due to mouse and touchpad use. And now my index finger is also starting to go from scroll wheel usage. So just be careful out there and give your hand a break once in a while.
Oh, my God. Well, moving on.
Luckily, I don't have any mice with scroll wheels.
But seriously, I mean, I'm trying to find a pointing device because I use computers all freaking day. And I am rubbing the aspirin cream and everything else on my fingers constantly now because they're overuse of a freaking mouse or a touchpad. Barty, so be careful out there.
Right now, but if you don't mind, Barty.
Yeah, I can see that.
So this is called a marble mouse.
You plug that to a Mac?
That's plugged into the Mac right now.
I have one of those.
Yes, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons.
This ought to be funny. Barry, you have one of those? Barry, show me yours.
I have this one. That's at work.
Joe got it. You didn't.
I have this one at home.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. That was a sick one.
This is wireless.
I don't like wireless.
I know, but it's too bad. That's what I have at home, but I don't play a lot of games. I stopped using this completely because it was hurting my hand. And it's got a scroll wheel. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yep. seven buttons.
And it works with a Mac.
Oh, yeah. That's
all Mac compatible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the Logitechs are.
There you go, Barty. So.
All right. I appreciate that. I'm going to have to look for one of those. And, my God.
I may have to go back to that for a while.
He's watching the Blackhawks game, and I just heard him giving, oh, my God.
What's the score?
Right now it's 1-1. Man, the Hawks just about almost scored. Bishop made an amazing save.
1-1.
God, I can't believe he stopped that. Wow. It's incredible. You got to watch the game. I tell you, hockey is the most amazing sport in human existence.
Hey, now.
How about a Fresca?
How about a Fresca?
Hey, I like Fresca.
I know it. I got to watch Caddyshack tonight.
Here we go.
Perky, perky, perky.
Oh, I haven't played that in a long time.
Oldie but goodie. Okay. Where the hell are we in the show notes?
We've finished. I guess we're finished.
Who the fuck cares?
Catastrophic keyboard event. That's how we got on the whole keyboard thing. So I guess that means we're down to Geek Corner.
Get down to get the phone away.
My front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
And we're going to start this now, but I've got to tell everybody we got to start speaking a little bit faster. Because we're getting very close to the Anthony Marco tolerance line.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right.
So warning.
Don't want to lose.
This is the 3X zone. We are now in the 3X zone.
3X zone. This is Joel here, and I'm talking about Call of Duty Advanced
Warfare.
What?
What?
Come on.
You put it at 3X.
Yeah, but if you put that at 3X, it's really fucking fast.
Oh.
So anyway. I wanted to talk about the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare app for managing your clan ops. Now, I happen to be in the CMH, and I know Dave, Dr. Dave, happens to be a fan of playing on the Xbox network, on the Microsoft network. I think he plays on, I don't know if he plays on Xbox One or Xbox 360. I'm not sure which. But you will find our clan, the CMH, that me and a bunch of my buddies, 14 other of my buddies, play on. I am the shittiest of all the players with the lowest KD of all of them.
That must be one hell of a clan because
these guys are
rather advanced player.
These guys are insane. These guys, it's not uncommon for them to get 33-3. 33 kills,
whoa,
3 deaths.
Whoa! Yeah, okay. I guess I don't qualify for that.
And usually a lot of my good friends in this clan that are playing are also partaking of adult beverages, and they're still getting those kind of scores.
Holy moly!
So we do run drills. We do run practice sessions. We do set up mock games and play against one another to increase and hone our skills. And I'm slowly getting better, but these guys are just insane. I mean, they don't miss. But the app is called the Call of Duty AW, or Advanced Warfare app. You'll find it on the iTunes store. It is, if you play in a clan, you log in using your Microsoft login and password, and it'll automatically find you. It'll find your gamer tag, which I mentioned a couple times in shows past. Mine's Grouchy Coffee Guy. If you happen to see me playing on Xbox One, that's me, and I'm usually pissed off when I'm playing. So
I'm Highway 61, by the way.
And
I'm nowhere near as good as Joel is.
I love and only play Call of Duty online. So, I mean, it's just my thing. I love it. It's my stress relief. You know, we talk a lot of trash at the same time, too. You know, it's just good fun. You know, and our clan, the clan I'm in, which is the CMH, which is, stands for Call of Duty's Most Hated.
That's great.
We're just a bunch of general guys playing to have fun. We don't care about race, color, creed, religion, sex, or any of the other crap. We just play to have
political correctness.
Or political. We are absolutely not politically correct. We will talk shit about everybody.
Yay!
So, and as a rule of thumb, so that's, you know, we call, again, the most hated is we like to call the bottom of the bucket. The ones that are automatically presumed to be one thing because people glance at us and go, oh, he's all got tattoos, he must be a low-life prisoner, and, you know, things of that nature. And we love the ones who shoot their preconceived notions, and then we love to prove you're wrong. So that's us. In any event,
How can somebody join that amazing clan? Yeah, take the finger out of your nose, Joel.
I'm picking my right nostril, brother, right nostril. No, honestly, you want to join? All you got to do is, if you want to join, I'll send you an invite, a request if to join the clan.
I would love to.
Cool. You know, we're out
as long as you don't mind bringing in somebody that totally sucks, because...
well, I mean, Joel will be the second person? One.
That's... You'll be the second suckiest then, because I'm the suckiest now.
Well, I will be sucking so much further behind you that you will look awesome by comparison. Because I've played with you, and I know how good you are. And you are an awesome player, and I can't even match half of what you do.
Well, honestly, it's like anything else. Definitely, I'll send you an invite. Those who are playing on Xbox One, if you happen to see us, shoot me a message if you want to interested in playing with us. Cool. And but the app itself is real cool because we get to communicate with one another on our smartphones on the app during gameplay.
Whoa, that is kind of cool.
So what app do you use?
The app is called Call of Duty AW.
Really?
Oh, you already said that, Bear.
Oh, that's what the app is. Okay.
Right.
Call of Duty AW. Sorry. I was looking at diesel trucks.
Oh, no. We haven't got the English part yet. That's what I look at diesel trucks.
Oh, boy.
And so, yeah.
Funny. I love you, Barry.
I really, truly do. I'm like a brother I never wanted. I'm just kidding.
God, this show is awesome.
Oh, God.
If nobody else cares, at least the four of us just love this shit.
Exactly. While I take another sip of my 38 ounce.
You're running out of that shit.
All right, now I'm not thirsty. So, yeah, it's a cool app. Check it out if you happen to play in a clan and you don't know about it yet. Climb out from under the rock in which you're sitting. Download the app to your smartphone, and then your whole clan can communicate while doing clan ops. And you can manage your clan ops on the Microsoft or PlayStation networks. It caters to, or PC. Actually, it does all three.
Can I just download the app and get on and just harass you guys?
No. Well, no, because you're not affiliated with the clan. Scary. You're not part of our clan yet.
SOB.
Right, so basically, we'll go, I can't shoot 54 at AOL.com, which would be you.
Meanwhile, Michael's watching Netflix.
He's catching up on Doctor Who.
Doctor Who's right now. So, no, that's all I got for Geek Corner is that app. It's pretty cool. If you're playing in a clan, download it, use it. It makes it a little bit easier to manage what ops you're going to do, because we are actually registered now in the Platinum grade with Microsoft Network and Call of Duty, which actually, if you get high enough up, they ship you to Germany for E3. And you play against other clans, and you win big money, lots of prizes.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Cool.
We're nowhere near that, but we're climbing the ranks. We are definitely climbing the ranks.
Neat.
Yeah. Well, I won't help with that because I really suck.
Yeah.
But I am better than Barry.
My game's got significantly better since the last time we all played. And that's because I've been running drills. I practice at night running against bots. I customize my classes. I change setups. I then will try different things based upon what the other guys are doing and what their suggestions, just so I can get my game better. I taught myself how to look at the screen. So when you're looking at your TV, you actually have to look at it differently when you want to get high KDs. You don't look down your sights. You look, it's like when you're driving a motorcycle. You look where you want to go, not at in front of the wheel. And trust your instincts and your motor skills to steer the gun in that direction. And it works.
Well, it works with a motorcycle. I mean, you look where you want to go, and that's where the bike's going to go.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing applies here. It's muscle memory, but you got to slow down your sensitivity, which a lot of us are playing at 13, 14, 15 sensitivity, and the real trick is to slow it way the hell down.
Really?
Slow down the look sensitivity on your screen, and you're going to get more accurate and look for upper body mass shots. As opposed to headshots, you know, what have you. But you don't look, even when you bring the sights up, don't look at the sights. Look at the person that you want to shoot. The sights, your brain will automatically train them on there.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Damn, Joel, you're one hell of a dude to figure all this out.
Dude, I'm a pathetic son of a bitch when I put this much time into video games.
All right.
That's my stress relief.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And this big ass white Russian, that's pretty much helping right now, too.
It's a big stress relief.
So,
okay.
Add the geek corner, I would say that the Apple Watch that my wife and family have has been kind of a handy thing to have. Because in places where you can't whip out your phone and text people and things, you can still receive texts from them. You can easily just tap on the phone and respond things to them and do further things later. I still haven't found why I would want to control a PowerPoint slide presentation from my iPhone from my watch yet. I keep trying to come up with one of those kind of scenarios, but, you know, that's one of those useless fun features that is offered. So if you're a PowerPoint guy that does presentations from your iPhone, get a watch, because you can do it from your wrist. Still, the biggest thing that I find is being able to make phone calls and be able to drive on the road with two hands on the wheel and have a fully functional phone call. Without having to take your eyes or hands away from, driving. It's really kind of handy. Hmm. But I tell you what, it does have a lot of really cool things. The more you wear it, the more you get kind of used to having it around, and the more you start relying on it to do things. Like a lot of the health, the silly health features that it has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I first got it, I didn't turn that stuff on. And then after a week, I figured, well, let's check this out, you know? And, you know, I went and set a goal for how many calories I wanted to burn and how many times I wanted to get up and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a little annoying to have it tell you, hey, you need to stand up now. But
actually, you need to stand up now. I like that.
It does tell you that.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But, you know, if you go ahead and do that and stand up for a couple of minutes and stuff and sit down,
right.
You know, it does kind of give you a minor health benefit, you know, so it's kind of handy other than, you know, just sitting around all day long.
Can I jump in on your bandwagon and interrupt you for just a moment?
Please do.
I worked at an OEM that every day at 9 o'clock on the dot, everybody had to convene around a certain computer that they were assigned to in the factory, in the building. And an automated video would begin to play that showed stretching. And you had to do the stretching exercises. And it was an Asian gentleman. So you'd sit there and you pull your elbow over here, and then pull your arm over here, and then stretch this way, and then stretch that way. And that was every day from 9 to 9:10.
I was going to say, was it a Japanese-owned company? Because they do that over in Japan.
Believe it or not, no, but they were taking a Japanese model. I don't want to say the name of the company, but let's just say it was Sweetwell.
Okay.
And, well, so, while at Sweetwell...
They're buzzing about it, right?
Yes, exactly. Bees were buzzing about it. We had the 9 to 9:10 exercise area where you'd get written up if you didn't go in front of the computer and then watch and then do it. So I affectionately nicknamed it Ninja Skills, which
of
wasn't much
you
appreciated
would.
At the administrative level, especially since I was a contract employee. Whoa, Barty, what do you got circles going around your picture? Oh, there you go, buddy. So every day we had ninja skills, and you're telling me that the Apple iWatch will initiate ninja skills when needed.
Yes, it will. And you can put in the parameters of what you want to be reminded to stand up and walk around and, you know, whatever. Right. And you can also tell them how many calories you want to burn a day, and it will remind you to get motive and move around to try to meet that, you know.
I didn't know it did that stuff.
Yeah, I don't really, to be honest, I set the I set the levels really low so that I don't really have to be bothered by it a whole lot.
Oh, that makes sense, man. You know, I'm a firm believer in set the bar low.
Yeah, so you can meet it. Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't want to have a high goal that you don't meet and then get all disappointed about. You know, so I find something that, yeah, I can do almost in my sleep and feel good every day because I met my goal. And, you know, it's amazing, you know. Most of the time I find that I'm getting up enough every day, getting out of my chair and walking around, that I am exceeding my goal. So, you know, that's a very good thing.
That's what you are. Freaking over.
Yeah. You know, but I think that a lot of people complain about that, that you can turn that on and it will remind you all this crap that, you know, oh, you haven't stood up in an hour. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know what? That's not such a bad thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you haven't stood up in an hour or two, maybe it's about time you get up, get your old ass up out of your chair and stand there and go look out the window for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and not to mention, I'm sure there's got to be somewhere in the submenu a kiss my ass setting. You need to stand up, kiss my ass, I'm busy working, leave me alone.
I really wish there was, because that's really totally cool. That's one of my main complaints about GPS systems is you can't program in bitches, because I would like it if GPS told you to turn right here, and if you don't turn right, then it said to you, I told you to turn right, so fuck you.
We did
Why
that.
Don't you listen to me and turn the next right?
We did that on Radio QRM. It's called wife mode.
It is. Yeah, it's wife. Actually, that's the one with Darth Vader that tells you, asshole, I just told you to turn left. If you want to crash, go right ahead.
I find your lake of fat.
Yeah, but I want a GPS system that does that. Yeah. You know, like it says, like, if you're not going to listen to me, why did you ask me how to go there?
Mm.
You know, shit like that.
And that makes a lot of sense. That's cool. I didn't know that iWatch did as much as all that stuff. That's pretty.
It does even more. It does all the apps that you have on your smartphone all translate over to your iWatch for the most part. Things like I have the hospital I go to from my that did my transplant surgery has an app that you can go through and check your last meds and when your next appointment is and things like that. They don't have an iWatch version of that yet. And I did kind of, in a recent appointment, my annual appointment, I did pick on them and said, you know, you have a great app here and everybody in the country has this app, but your hospital doesn't participate in passing it on to an iWatch. What are you going to do about that? And they looked at me and like, well, you're one of the few patients we have that even bothers with the internet version, let alone the iWatch version.
Right.
So it just kind of, you know, kind of wrecked me up. But yeah, the watch really does a whole lot of stuff, and in the next version, it's going to do even more.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Barry, what's going on with Pocket Cast? You got me thinking about downloading it.
Well, I everybody knows that I've switched over from Downcast to Pocket Cast because it is cross-platform, and it does sync across platform. And Michael asked about it a couple of shows ago, and he said, was there a version available for the laptop or the desktop?
Yeah.
And I said I didn't believe so. They didn't have one. Well, and I already sent an email to Michael with the link. Lo and behold, they do have a web-based version of podcast. Now, it does cost $9 to... An additional $9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To get access to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does allow you to play your podcasts or whatever, you know, on the PC, and I've been using it at work. Of course, I will not be playing this show at work.
it might be frowned upon.
I do have speakers in my office, and
wait, that voice sounds familiar.
Well, I will play other late night QRMs in there, but I've got to watch the language at work. So
the microphones in your ceiling lights pick up on all that.
What do you effing mean, Barry?
Luckily, I Listen, I caught up to a lot of late night QRM episodes. My last.
Fuck! That was
not safe for work.
Because I work on the opposite Friday schedule that Barry does. Mm. So when I'm in there on Friday, there's hardly anybody else there. So I'm able to listen to all the late night QRM episodes I would like, and I caught up on a whole heap of them.
That's because I published them all last week.
I know. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. I thought that 2-year beer had like a kick your ass.
I took advantage of Fios and I got them all edited up and everything, and so I actually uploaded them all on Thursday night, but then I had them scheduled to go out. I couldn't believe it.
It blew me away. So I was listening to them all at work, all day long on Friday. Well, I should have been doing some work, but instead I was listening to all these episodes.
Yeah. Well, I could say at work I can shut the door. So
yeah, I was going to say, what? You, there's a magic door. That
yeah, I do have a door. I can.
Well, that's because Barry's a manager. But he's an important person. I'm merely a Jap. Just another, the hell was that?
Person.
Just another peon. J-A-P. Just another peon. I don't have a door.
But I have an open door policy.
Well, you can close the flap.
Oh, yeah, an open door policy, yeah. I'll shut my door, and if you knock on it, I'll open it.
Yeah. There you go.
It does have its advantages, like when we're getting ready for Couch to 5K, everybody has to run down to the, we do have showers in a locker room, so everybody has to run down to the locker room to change. I just close my door and change. It's nice.
And then the cameras and the ceiling lights just pick up on that.
So you just don't bother to shower? So you smell bad all day?
No, this is when we're changing to go out there. It's at the end of the day.
Okay. We don't have that at my facility, so you know, yeah. You're talking like it's like in the middle of the day, you know.
No, it's like at the end of the day.
Go out and run, and then just kind of like change back into your regular clothes.
I could never do that. I'd be sweating the rest of the afternoon.
Where I used to work, we used to do that. Used to at 11:45, you went down to the gym,
yeah.
Changed, worked out, grabbed a shower. Got dressed and then came back up to your cubicle, and then you'd eat lunch while you're answering emails and putting out fires.
Yeah. Now our Couch to 5K starts at 5:15 in the evening. So,
all right.
So I change and go out and run, and then I get in my car and go home.
That explains why every time I'm trying to shoot you a phone call at like 5:45, you're not in the car yet. And I'm like, what the hell's the deal with him?
Yeah.
Why can't I get a hold of Hazard?
Well, lately I've been staying late, too. So.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
What, for any good reason or just because you don't want to go home?
Because I can't get my ass out of bed in the morning and I get in there late, so I got to stay late.
All right, yeah. I've got to put my time in. I tell you what, it's really great to work for an employer that kind of figures that, you know, whenever you get in, you leave 9 hours later.
Yep.
You know?
9.5 hours later.
Well,
Unless you eat through lunch.
I always eat through lunch.
Or better yet, you're not supposed to eat through lunch, so you decide to take your lunch on the last half hour of the day.
Yeah, whatever.
I wish I was able to do that. I mean, realistically, I'd be eating it in the car driving home.
I sometimes do that, too. Yeah, I work through lunch, and then I leave early. Well, it's usually after I come in late, so I leave on time.
I wouldn't have time to stop to take a pee, let alone eat lunch. You know, so it's one of those things where I'm like, wow, I could leave an hour early or a half hour early. Mm. Whew, that would be awesome.
Of course, when we have department meetings and stuff like that, they always have them. They give us a free lunch,
mm-hmm.
but the department meetings at lunchtime. And so because they give us a free lunch, the first half hour is on us. The last half hour we can charge.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't think Jesus has much to do with it. I don't think Jesus cares.
I know, kidding. It's just the way they get you. Just like, really? Now I got to worry about this crap? Yeah.
You're taking my half-hour lunch and making me go to a department meeting. Okay. Anyway.
I've done that, actually, in past meetings, and I've actually ordered a cheesesteak to be delivered. Halfway through the meeting, so I'm sitting around that table with 14 other people, and they got the PowerPoint presentation, and my phone would ring. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was polite, and I had it on vibrate. And I get up and excuse myself momentarily and pay the delivery guy in the lobby, and then I come back straight to my seat and proceed to fire open and fire down a cheesesteak.
Yeah. Yep.
And everybody's just looking at you like, it's my lunch. I'm eating. I'm hungry. I'm still paying attention.
Is your name Spicoli?
Exactly, sir. I am so glad you said that. You know what? I just gave my son a pair of, you know, you remember the shoes Spicoli wore?
A pair?
Yeah.
Everybody needs a good pair.
Well, I'm talking about a pair of shoes here, Barty, which is, if you remember the Vans that Spicoli wore in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Which were the black and white checkered Vans.
Yeah, yeah.
I, past tense, owned a pair. And I wore them out. I wore them to work. People looking at me like, dude, aren't you like 40-something years old wearing those? I'm like, yeah, fuck you. I don't care.
Like, there you go.
I'm not here to make a fashion statement. I wear the shoes that I like. I got the tattoos that I like. If you don't like it, piss off.
Yeah.
And, Chicago has a pair of goals now. 2-1 over 10.
Go Blackhawks. Black Jays, Blue Jays, whatever they
Black are. Hawks.
Black Hawks. Black Hawks.
It's the black, the Blue Jays. Is not baseball. What the hell?
It's even a different
Blue Jays,
city.
They're Canadian, aren't they?
He picked
a different... They're in Toronto.
Jesus. Oh, my God. What the hell? He picked the wrong sport.
So anyway, Joe, I'm sorry. a good pair, and, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, Chicago had a pair of goals now.
Thank you very much, Barty and Barry. Thanks.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
I can say fuck you in French or Italian or whatever, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot. We're senile. We're over 50.
To the other play, I think it's, or to the other team in hockey, fuck you translates to power play.
Power play.
Power play, yeah.
Well, so, trick.
To finish up my thing, Pocket Cast does have the website version. I have used it at work. It's nice. It doesn't have the full features of the app. However, it is a work in progress because it's still beta. So, and they said they're working on it. And actually, I gave them a couple. I sent an email to them, gave them a couple suggestions of I'd like to see like the what they call filters, which would be a playlist on some other things, but they call them filters. I said I'd like to see the filters implemented, and I would also like to see. And I don't know whether they'll be able to do this. I'd like to be able to see the full list of stuff that I have in my filters, because it seems like the right now, currently, they're only showing a limited amount of podcasts that you have in your in your collection. And because, you know, I'm at Christmas time, I'm way behind on a bunch of them, but I don't get the way behind ones there. But that's all right, because when I'm at work, I'll just listen to the more current ones. And, you know, when I'm done listening to them, they pop off my list. And so I won't listen to them again.
Let me ask a question real quick, if I may, because I know there's the Anthony Marco 3-hour cutoff.
Yeah.
And I noticed you picked up this the tempo in which you're speaking at, which is quite frankly this.
Yeah.
Doesn't the iPod or the iTunes podcast player, which you download your podcasts from iTunes in the first place, also plays on a computer. So
Play in iTunes, yes.
Yeah, why would you buy something that already does that for you?
Because it sucks.
That's pretty freaking deep.
Yeah.
doesn't really say much.
I like to have my filters or playlists, which you can.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm a person cross-platform.
You know what I use for a filter? My brain. This sucks. I won't listen to it. This doesn't suck. I'll listen to it now.
No, I have playlists, though. And I've explained the playlist many times, so yes. I'm not going to repeat
it. A, B, C, 11, Q,
and I do. You know, I love Joe. I'm sorry. I'm an organized guy when it comes to podcasting.
So. Yeah, well, you got 73 of them, so I think you need to work on time management.
I know you can't handle... You can't handle more than two podcasts. I understand.
Zinger. Hey, mister, I got 17 podcasts on here, and I'm current on all of them.
So, I listen to all my podcasts and all my music on an iPod Classic. Because when you're driving in the car, a simple thumb wheel interface is the easiest and fastest thing to control. Mm-hmm. If I have to swipe to open something, that's an extra step I don't need.
See, you know? With my playlists or filters, I don't have that problem. It's like I'm going to listen to C-List now. I hit that before I even start moving in the car. I hit the first one in the list, and I say play from here, and then I don't have to touch it again ever.
Well, what if you run out of podcasts?
I never run out of podcasts. I'm back in December.
Have you heard how many podcasts this guy has?
I've got 360 podcasts on my phone right now.
Yeah, I've got about 176, and they don't all put out episodes at the frequency I would like. But there are times I run out, and I have to, you know, hit up a couple times so I can just go through and tell it to just shuffle songs. And it's a lot easier to do on that than it is to do on an iPhone. Because, you know, an iPhone, anytime I want to do, turn the sound up or down on an iPhone, you have to swipe to get control. Well, you have to swipe to get control, and then you got to do and do things after that. You have to move it to the app you want and then tell the app what you want it to do. With the iPod, it only has just one app.
Actually, that's a setting, by the way. General Settings, Volume, and then Rocker Buttons Control All.
If I want to turn mine down, I've got to
change it. Yeah.
If I want to turn down the volume in my car, I just press the little button on my steering wheel and it turns.
It says volume down.
Because it's going through my car system.
That's true. I got the same thing in the Jeep.
Yeah. So it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't even have, I've got my iPod sitting in a holder that goes in, that goes into a cup holder. So it's sitting up right there, right where my hand is. It's the whole hands free thing. But I try not to touch it. I set it up and go because I don't want to touch it while I'm driving.
Right.
Besides, I'm too busy playing Ingress while I'm driving.
What? No. You have your hands free.
I am hands free. I'm not holding it in a hand. And I know where all the buttons are. I don't even have to look at the damn thing.
Unless your hands are holding that steering wheel, sir. It's not hands free.
At 5 and 10, or whatever it is. 6 and 3.
6:30 and 11:20.
12:45 and 2:90. No,
219.
It's the Smith system, sir. The Smith system.
The Smith system?
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
No?
No.
Smith system. That had the aim high in steering. Keep your eyes moving. Make sure others see you. Leave yourself an out. You don't remember that?
Oh, no. I remember.
I've heard that.
Yeah, driver's ed. Yeah, I remember that.
I've heard
that. Yeah, that was in the old, 40s and 50s video clips that they used to do on the 8mm projector and the
yes, my driver's ed.
Exactly.
My driver's ed, believe it or not, the simulator for my driver's ed.
That was a good one, Barry. I like
from the tree. It had the long rectangular speedometer that was like 15, 18 inches long that went from 0 up to 80 or no, 110. And it was a 3-speed on the tree with a clutch. That was driver's ed for me. But you guys are a bunch of old fucks, so you probably had like horse and buggy.
The only thing I remember from driver's ed was the movie Signal 17, I think it was called, or something that we had to watch. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing. That was where they actually the Pennsylvania State Police went out and I was going to say record, but no, they actually filmed. aftermaths of car accidents.
Oh yeah,
where you saw the dead bodies and people with arms missing and the aftermath of crashes. That was that made an impact. That was plus they probably couldn't do that today.
That's where you learn not to run over dead bodies.
That really seriously, it did. It scared the shit out of you. It really did. It's like maybe
I remember watching that. I'll divulge a little something. A long, 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 long time ago, when I had a DUI, when in my 20s, and I had to go through the drunk school, or what they call driver's re-education program. They showed that movie where someone's mouth hit the steering wheel at a 40-mile-per-hour collision.
Yeah.
And you're like, and that left a huge impact, and that was the same movie.
The decapitated body was interesting.
That didn't bother me as much. That really didn't bother me. The mouth. I got to think for the mouth and teeth. From a medical perspective, Michael, you can appreciate this. There's always that one magical caveat, that one magical medical injury that just frickin' irks you out. That bothers you. You can work through it, but it bothers you the most more than any other. And my thing was when I saw the jaw ripped off from the steering wheel because they were screaming when they hit and had the point of impact and it ripped their jaw and broke it. And that's the, I mean, I'm like, that's the part that eked me out. Eyeballs, no problem. Loss of fingers, loss of limbs, no problem. The jaw thing that with the broken teeth bothered me.
Mm. The thing that
wouldn't the airbag prevent that?
There was no airbags on cars in the 70s.
This is
right. I understand that, but just try to mitigate your fear. The airbag now would prevent that.
Not necessarily, because they don't always go off.
Well, the problem with some accidents, and I, this comes from my professional background. If it's a simple accident, yes, the airbags do a wonderful job. Problem is, if your car hits something and bounces off of something and hits something else, the airbags go off on the first impact.
Yeah, not the second or third.
The first tree, not the second tree.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's the second tree that kills them.
Right. And having been one, having been one who split his head. Oh, I think you're right. Having been one who was young and dumb and had an accident and a telephone pole jumped out in front of him after leaving a bar and put his head through the windshield and through the driver's side window.
Damn telephone poles.
Yeah. I know. When you was young and stupid and made foolish decisions, I can tell you that second impact, especially with the driver's side window, when you put your head through it, fucking hurts. It took a year before I stopped having migraine headaches. And when you wake up and you go to pick your car up from police impound or what's left of it, and there's tufts of your hair stuck in the windshield, bloody scalp stuck in the windshield, you go, boy, that was a really bad decision I made.
Really? Jeez. Okay. That was in Geek Corner.
It doesn't sound too geeky when we're talking about
crashing cars. It came from Pocket Cast.
You know what? Pocket Cast leads us to car crash. You see how it goes?
All right. We should go on to Michael's because we are hitting the AM limit here soon.
Oh, well, you know what? Fuck that. I don't care. I'm all friggin' set with worrying about that.
All right, well, real quick here, it's that time of year. Now, it doesn't affect me much other than being the dad with the credit card, but it is summer steam sale time. That's where both of my boys planned for this for some time, and that is the PC games on Steam are half or more off.
Uh-huh.
Please explain to me this Steam thing.
In what way?
Well, basically, if what you boil it? Water, it turns into steam.
What is steam? I am a gamer, and I'm like, what the hell is steam? I don't have a freaking clue.
You don't use steam?
I don't steam what? I don't know what I don't know what steam is.
I've steamed wallpaper to get it off before.
Exactly. I've steamed my dress slacks to put a nice crease down the middle of the leg, but I have no clue.
I've steamed clams.
Oh, all right, well, this is one where I actually should get a guest host for this one, because I do not play on Steam. But Steam basically was one of the original big portals on the PC, on the internet, and they do have the Mac version, where you can buy regular main multiplayer games at a discount price and play through their interface.
Oh.
But I am not the expert on this, but I will tell you that... They're very savvy when it comes to like summer break, Christmas break, spring break. They have sales on their software, and most, you know, we're talking name games here, not necessarily off brand games,
right?
And but they're basically, you're basically playing through their servers,
right? Right.
Do you download the software, and are you
download you download the software through them?
Is it a monthly fee to get through their thing, or is it you just purchase the game and then
I think you could just purchase the games.
Okay.
Yeah, you can download Steam for free, and then because I use it, and you can buy additional games from their interface after that, and you know, play whatever games you want, and the games you buy, you're buying at discount.
Okay.
And sometimes it's like, deeply discounted.
Exactly. I mean, games like Civilization V and things like that.
Right.
And you can get them on PC or Mac format. Right. And, you know, it's kind of cool. I have a number of them, but I don't really play them a lot. Mainly the biggest game I play online is Tamriel Unlimited, which used to be a subscription thing where they wanted you to pay so many dollars every month, but now you just buy the game and play unlimited for free.
And it's kind of like iTunes for gaming, because one of the nice things about it is once you buy it from Steam, the purchase is under your membership, and if you change computers, your computer crashes, whatever, you just re-download the game from them. They have the record that you bought it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's great if you buy it on your like desktop machine, and then you go on the road and you log into Steam, you can download it to your laptop and play it there and continue just like you were, as if you were at home.
Oh, cool. Do they have Grand Theft Auto?
I don't believe so, but they have a lot of the multiplayer, you know, first-person shooter games.
I was just wondering, because they were talking about that on NH After Hours, and it made me think, hey, you know, that sounds like a game for me.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
have you played any of the Grand Theft Autos?
I haven't.
Oh, Mark does. My youngest son does.
You haven't?
No. I don't have those games.
You have no idea what you're missing.
That just sounded cool from listening to their podcast. It's like, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can't believe you're doing this.
Yes. Yes, whenever you hire a hooker and she jumps into the car and then you have fun with her and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they beat the hell out of her with a baseball bat and kick her out of the car. And
you take your money back. That's what they were talking about.
And you take your money back.
Sounded cool. I said, wow. I could get into that.
GTA 5, baby. Woo!
Really? Yeah.
All right. I've never played.
Michael, you'll love this. You can steal a fire truck.
A ladder truck.
And drive that sucker. And I've had buddies of mine. They hijacked a school bus. And all of them were on there with all sorts of fully automatic machine guns. And you're playing against other live people on the internet who tried to hold them up. And they thought they were going to be a bunch of students, and they just like went to town on them with the machine guns. And you know, you can flick them the bird in the game. It's awesome.
Oh, it's you can play online too? Because I thought it was.
Oh,
just
like, my God! Yes, that's the best part. Playing online.
The game is only online.
Yeah, man.
There is no offline version of this.
GTA 4 is offline. GTA 4 is offline because you had the cell phone and you had to call in and get different missions. GTA 5.
Yeah.
Is all online. So you're playing against live people, and you play in clans or groups. Again, so you, in other words, you're just like driving in a minivan, a Ford Expedition down the street, you and five other members of your clan. You pull over, decide, hey, we're going to rob this bank. In that bank happens to be five other guys from another clan for whatever reason. And then you end up in a firefight with them.
Cool. That's my kind of game.
Exactly, man. It's like, you know what? This is a cool freaking game. You know what? Fuck Minecraft. GTA 5.
Yeah, well, Barry, you're a guy that dies fast in the Modern Warfare game, so I don't know sure how well you would survive in a GTA 5 environment.
He'd do good. He'd do good. He would be, basically, he would, actually, because a lot of times you need an explosives guy.
Well, he needs a lot of friends. You know, if he travels with friends, he'll do well.
I just want to drive down the road and break the law.
In this game is for you. Because it's all you do is break the law.
Exactly. You drive down the road and run over people on the sidewalk and then just take off. And try to avoid the police after that.
Anytime you see a movie reference, in other words, like if you were watching any of the Resident Evil movies,
yeah.
And one of the guys is in the car and he runs over people on the street. He's like, he goes, 25 points, GTA, motherfucker. You know what? It's a reference to the game because that's in the game. You run people over.
All right.
It's worth points.
The game is offensive as hell, but it's a blast to play.
If you're a touchy-feely and a why can't we all just get along type person, this is not the game for you.
Can you run over those types?
Rodney King, don't play this game.
Can't we all just get along? No.
Can you run over those type?
Yes, you can. And you get
actually,
points
you can,
for
yes.
That.
Yes.
All right, I think I found my game.
GTA 5. Let me know when you go down to GameStop. I will go pick it up myself, and we will. I will get you part of the CMH, Call of Duty's most hated clan, and we will get together and go.
Yeah.
I don't have an Xbox One though. I was thinking about getting.
Go get one.
Nah.
Have you ever run into Mark playing that?
Have I run into Mark playing it?
Yeah, he's got an Xbox One.
I have not run into Mark playing it yet. No.
No,
I was thinking about getting
you
the
PC. You guys are
going
to have to hook up online.
What was that, Barry?
I said, I think I was thinking about getting the PC version. Or.
No, get an Xbox. Go buy an Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Xbox One. I don't play games that much to need an Xbox
One. No, I really don't. You're Xbox 360. I think you've played on it, what, like 4 hours? Since you've playing?
I watched more movies on it.
I've got 357 hours just in Advanced Warfare alone on Xbox One.
I've watched more TV and movies on Xbox than I have played games.
Wow.
So I'm sorry. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I can't sit and play games.
Stuff to do. Well, I'll tell you what. You got a lot of podcast episodes to get out.
Yeah, see, you got 370.
Put all out last week.
I did.
He's got 370.
Can you imagine if I started playing freaking games?
I was so impressed. I couldn't believe it. I'm like so far behind now. I'm like, oh my god.
I was actually listening to New Hampshire After Hours and Late Night QRMs while playing Advanced Warfare. I turned down the volume on Advanced Warfare and I listened to podcasts.
Well, see, that's why I was thinking, you know, if I had my laptop and I could play stuff on my laptop, I could still have kind of like the TV in the background going or whatever, you know, on some of these brainless shows.
Sell the Xbox 360 and get an Xbox One.
Yeah. Actually,
you can do it. Come on, you can do it. You know you want to. You know you want to, Barry. Barry.
I will fucking holler. I will laugh my ass off. I'm going to see your gamer tag right now. You ready? You ready? Red Stag?
All right.
Red Stag 58.
Red Stag 58. If I see Red Stag 58 jump on Xbox One's network, and I'm playing GTA 5, and I'm like, no shit, he did it.
I don't think so. I got other things I got to spend money on here.
Oh, yeah, but if you sell your Xbox 360 back to GameStop, it knocks the price of an Xbox One down to less than half price. You're into it for like $150.
Yeah, my Xbox 360 is in mint condition.
Exactly. So you could sell that and the Kinect back to them, and it changes from $300 for an Xbox One down to like $130.
I don't know. I like keyboard playing though. I think I'm better playing games with
get
keyboards
over it.
Than with the handheld.
Yeah, but we're on the Xbox. Come on, Barry.
I know, but those handheld
you can do
things.
It. Come on, Barry.
Suck.
You know you want to.
I suck.
You
with
know
those,
you want to. We can
devices.
Help you.
Exactly. It's like you got to get on there to get better.
And if I start doing that, then my left hand fingers are going to start to go.
Oh, not that freaking game. It's like, yeah, it's, do one thing, wait 6 months.
Oh. Yeah.
Clash of Clans.
I didn't even recognize the theme. Did they change it?
Shame? Yes. No, that was Clash of Clans. Oh. Wow. You know what? You Clash are senile. Clans. You senile old fuck. You...
You're now in the late night portion. Thank you, Aram.
He's a skunk, and I recognize that within 6 seconds of him starting it.
We've gone into the post Anthony Marco era.
It's Anthony, it's time to hit Warp X4. Warp X4.
Okay, so we stole Michael's thunder about the summer Steam sale.
No, that's perfect, because I'm just the dad with the credit cards. Okay. The boys took off and played the games.
All right. Well, I guess that means it's time for Bob's favorite spot. Where did I put it here?
Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
The cult videos.
Okay, good enough. All right. And I was just playing my normal play this week. I mean, in fact, I wasn't even playing as often as I usually do. I was just killing big green fields. So, what the hell is Joel doing?
Listening to the cult fire woman.
All right. So, Michael, you've got it.
No, didn't you see my note?
Oh.
This is a Bob safe zone. Looks like it was all clear.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant I didn't read it. All right, Bob. There is no Ingress alert tonight. I repeat, there is no Ingress alert tonight.
Wait a minute. I'm only two minutes and 12 seconds in the firewoman. I ain't done yet.
I did make
level 5. But you got to host the next segment.
Wait a minute. Barty's got something.
I did make level 5 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're dangerous now. You're dangerous now. You got weapons that actually work.
Yeah, I know. And it's a blast. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I can do with all this crap.
Did I even download the game onto my iPhone? Nope.
Better. We need you if you move to frickin'... Can I say where you're moving to?
Sure.
Antrim.
Frickin'. He's moving
to
frickin'.
My God, that is like a green frog haven there. I mean,
you know what? That's awesome, because I like to be the fuck you factor in most things.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're going to level you up so you can go in there, because they always have level 8 farms. And you can actually farm their level 8 farms and then take those weapons you get from them and attack the fuck out of them.
Not that I'm a controversial person, but I really do enjoy fighting. Yeah. So, yeah. So I may have to download that onto the old iPhone 4S, which I'll have to change carriers, by the way, once the move happens.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, because there is, like, no Sprint service up there at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to go to Verizon.
Yeah, Verizon works and U.S. Cellular works.
Yeah. You never hear about U.S.
Yeah,
Cellular.
I would not go with U.S. Cellular.
I don't even know. I don't know if AT&T works up there yet either. You know what? You got to come up to the new joint and find out.
Yeah, I'll have to come to your new joint. Well, I'm going to help you move, aren't I?
Yeah, you're the only person I know who's got AT&T, and I'll find out if
it works. I know it works in downtown Antrim and places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know where you are. You're probably barely in Antrim.
Yeah, I'm off of, well, from downtown, no. It's actually, I don't know, 15 minutes, 10 minutes from downtown.
Okay, out what? 30...
He's close enough to have fiber.
Out 31 or out 202?
Off of 9, off of Route 9.
9, which means you take 31 to get to 9.
31 to get to 9.
Wow, you're out there.
Yep.
Yeah, you're out there a bit. So,
yeah. Did you hear the banjos?
And you'll be passing lots of portals getting to
31. You know what? I'm probably going to get very, very into Ingress, very much so, especially if there's so much green, because I want to be the bane of their existence.
Yeah. They'll try to get you to join their side.
I want to be the thorn in their side. I'm going to let them to actually think they're going to be able to convince me. I'll talk sweet. I'll blow kisses.
Well, you'll talk
to me. I'll give big hugs, and then, you know, I'll go, ha, 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 fuck you.
Well, Marianne will come out and feed you cookies.
Well, you know what? You Give me all the cookies you want, because I, in my heart of black little hearts, for all the way back to my Cherokee roots, we were hidden in the mountains. My great-great-great-great ancestors hid in the mountains from the U.S. government up until 1954 when the lift when they lifted the bounty on their heads. I am resistance.
Forever Smurf.
For the Cherokee.
The Cherokees were the one that were marched from the East Coast out to the Midwest somewhere, right? The Trail of Fears. Trail of Tears. Yeah.
Just for a little quick history lesson, there's two bands of the Cherokee Nation. One band was marched out to on the Trail of Tears out west. The resistance band, or the rebels, hid in the mountains of North Carolina and fought the U.S. Army to their own death. And there was a bounty on the scalps of all Cherokees in North Carolina. Actually, it wasn't until 1954. That's bullshit. I was incorrect with that information. It was until the 30s, where the Bureau of Indian Affairs from the United States lifted the ban, the reward for the scalp of any Cherokee hiding in the mountains of North Carolina. Hmm. And when they lifted the ban, my grandfather, in the mountains of North Carolina, full-blood Cherokee, joined the U.S. Army Air Corps.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, resistance, and basically the proverbial fuck you, is in my ancestral blood.
any language you like.
All right. So, you know, for a no topics in Ingress alert, we certainly have gone quite the distance.
It had Christmas lights blinking and everything.
All right. Well, that brings us to our next topic.
Hello and welcome to another late night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and tonight we have a few stories to tell. Barry, take it away.
Before I start my topic, I just got to say, if they could only see the video. Seriously. You sit here on Skype and, well, Barty doesn't have his up because of his bandwidth problem. But
I can see Barty just fine. So
I don't have Barty's picture.
I'm looking at Barty moving right now.
Oh, okay. I don't have Barty's picture for some reason.
Go, Barty. Go, Barty.
Okay. Well, Barty's not showing up here, but I guess the four of us then always dance to the Bottom Gear theme.
Absolutely. Which, by the way, if I may interject just before you start, Barry.
Please.
Our, if you will, namesakes of the show that used to be on BBC, and we won't get sued for saying it now because it doesn't exist any longer, Top Gear, the three hosts, Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond, all have signed a contract joint together with Netflix to host an automotive informative show. So them all leaving BBC, Jeremy Clarkson getting sacked from the BBC for Top Gear, and the other two left with him. They're like, we are a trio. That's nice. The chemistry that works. And their contracts weren't up. They didn't ask to be re-upped. All have signed contract with Netflix right now to host an automotive, informational automotive show. So we can imagine how much fun that's going to be. Now, granted, it won't be able to be called Top Gear.
Yeah, sorry, and Bottom Gear's already taken.
And Bottom Gear's taken because that's us.
Yeah.
But any way you could slice it, you put those three together in a show, and I am going to watch it. I don't give a shit if it's about cookware.
Now on Netflix,
yeah, really.
Granny Gear with...
Exactly. First Gear. They get Reverse Gear. Granny Gear, all of them, you know? Low Range. How about call the show Clutch?
Yep. There you go.
With some cargo. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Oh.
So,
that goes back.
Just want to throw that out there. What's going on, Barry?
Well, we're going to start off with a couple stories about the Prius.
Yeah.
That screaming just kills me.
I love it. I love it.
Slap just, that bitch and make her shut the hell up.
She's dead now, you know.
I know. Well, good. Not by
Why
heart.
Why do we gotta keep hearing her scream?
Because I love the scream.
I do, too. It just relaxes me.
It does.
Anyway, so as you know, well, as you know from last week, I was made the trip down to Pennsylvania, and everything was beautiful on the way down, great mileage and everything. On the way up, it was a little warmer on Sunday. It was around 80 degrees, in some places 85 degrees, and I did notice that the air conditioning wasn't keeping up.
Uh-oh.
Did it smell like Burger King french fries coming out of Joel?
I can't blame Joel for this one, because he has not set foot in the car since I had the air conditioning fixed. So.
Has set foot or ass.
So there is a problem. It kind of keeps up if the temperature's not too hot, but last week we had a couple approaching 90 degree weather, definitely in the 80s during the day. The car was hot inside, and it just wasn't warming up or cooling up. The cooling down.
Cooling down.
We are cooling down the way it should. So, luckily, though, Dr. Kenny did put some Freon or whatever it's called now.
The R134 refrigerant.
With dye in it. So with hopefully, I haven't stopped, but I'm going to have to stop by and say, check to see where it's leaking, because there's got to be a gasket or something somewhere that's got a slow leak in it. Because it still gets cold. It still gets cold at the cooler temperatures, but not when it gets real hot. It's not keeping up. And the way I noticed it was the front of my face was nice and cool. The back of my head was getting warmer and warmer as I was driving up. That was a weird...
My face be cool, but my ass be sweaty.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it was.
It just was a Southern problem.
It was not cooling down the entire vehicle to the properly set temperature of 68 degrees.
There is definitely an O-ring or a seal that's leaking somewhere in there then.
And it's very slow. Mm-hmm. So that, and then I was pulling into the garage, which, oh, by the way, I can, thanks to my lovely bride, I can pull my car into the garage now, even in the summer months, because she spent some time last weekend cleaning the garage.
And, both what a cars, wonderful woman.
Both cars now fit in the garage, just like wintertime. And as I was pulling in, I noticed that the lighting on the left side was not quite reflecting off the window in front of me as the right side was. So I jumped out of the car and looked, and yes, I have a one-eyed Prius right now.
What?
So I am going to attempt, I say this, but I asked Anne-Marie if she would help me on this, because I watched a couple of YouTube films about replacing the headlights, because the light bulbs cost, I can get two light bulbs for like $15, because I have the halogen types.
That doesn't sound right.
Why?
Because they're usually $13.99 a piece.
Well, they have specials on Amazon.
I was going to say they're 9004s or 9005s.
They're H4s.
So the 9004s.
Yeah.
Sylvania.
Right.
And you just have to be able to get to the back of them to unthread them out.
Yes, and I watched, and the claim with the Priuses, the 2005 Priuses, if you have small hands, you can do it.
Uh-huh.
If you have large
hands... I see the partnership
here. If you have large hands, you have to take the front bumper, not bumper, but the front grill out to get
So
we're going to attempt to... I still have to remove the cover to the fuse box.
Yep. Yeah,
and hopefully she will be able to slide her tender, thin hands down there and disconnect the old one and put the new one in, and we should be all saving me roughly $170 if I were to choose.
Take the grill out yourself, even if you have to.
Well, I don't really want to take the freaking grill out if I don't.
You know what?
It's held in with screws.
I bet,
I know.
You know what, Barry?
I will do that if I have to, but if Anne-Marie can reach in there and do it, we're done in 10 minutes versus me spending 45 minutes.
You know
what,
Barry? I think with the right enough amount of beer, that Joel can do it in half the time.
I was
going
to say, you don't want me to come up and try and jam my hand behind that Hughes box and get that 9004 light bulb out of there?
I just think it's a problem of physics.
Physics? No, it's a problem of beer. So you give Joel the right amount of beer, and he'll get it done.
I don't think
So you're saying my palm and fist is the same size as a ham shank and won't fit in that space?
I'm saying my hand won't fit in that space either. I'm saying that the light bulb and your hand cannot physically fit in that space or or share that space at the same
time. I'd automatically would start taking the grill out without even thinking twice.
Well, but it's just an unplug thing and pull it out. So I'm trying to get
18 ways of doing this. Yeah.
No, Mary's right. If you can get your wife to be able to catch the clip on the top, pull the wiring harness out of the back of the bulb, it's a quarter turn twist to the left, and back that bulb out.
Yep,
it's a shit ton easier. My old Chevy, my 1500 Chevy pickup, I had to blow the whole front nose off, grill, bumper, just to get to the high beam light section. Hmm. It's that bad. Yeah. So yeah, if you got someone, like, if I had to do it, I'd ask Debbie. I'm like, hey, can you get your hands in there and get that clip off?
I'll get all the other stuff done. Just reach in there, clip that, pull that out, and then put this one in its place, and I can put it the rest of it back together. I mean, it should take her like 2 minutes.
Yep.
And I'll do the rest, which supposedly takes about 20 minutes total. Mm-hmm. But if you take it to the dealer, they charge you an hour.
That's insane. $160 an hour.
Yeah, so they charge you an hour, and of course if you buy the light bulbs from them, they're probably $60 pop.
But if you bought them from AutoZone and took it to Kenny, worst case scenario, it cost you $60.
Yeah, well, worst case scenario, if I totally screw it up, the good thing is it happened now when we're at premium daylight hours, because I know, guaranteed, if whenever I get a headlight out. I get pulled over. One time it happened, we had an emergency with one of our cats. We had to go up to Concord because it was the only closest 24-hour vet that we could go to.
Wow, Concord? Wow, that's a long ways.
And it's about an hour 15 minutes from my house. Uh-huh. And we went up, we were going up, and it's back roads up there, right? But I got stopped four times. Four times with a sick cat in my car. Because I had a headlight out.
So, I was going to say, definitely. It may make one other suggestion. This is just an experience suggestion. You can take it for what it's worth. You can chuck it in the trash if you want.
Yeah.
If she... Is it the driver's side headlight that's out?
It is.
I had a funny feeling. Then change the passenger side as well.
I'm. That's what they all recommend. Buy two. That's why I said buying two bulbs.
Right. If you go with one, change the other, and then the one that does work, put that in a box or put that in the packet and save it as a backup. Keep it in the car with you.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you
also, the other thing you're going to find out, always keep a license plate, spare license plate bulb with you in the car. Hmm. And one other thing, and you're going to think this is fucking screwy, but I've had it happen to me. You know when you change and put your brand new wiper blades on, and then you're like, oh, great, I got brand new wiper blades on my car. And then you go drive, and then that first torrential freaking downpour comes, and the wiper blade flies the fuck off because the clip from the manufacturer breaks. Keep one of the old wiper blades in the trunk of the car with you at all times.
That is a great idea.
I've had it happen, and then you're like, shit. And then you scrape the glass. You can't see shit.
You're going to make me play it again.
What you do next is, and I've had to do this before, Joel, is when that bloody wiper blade goes flying off and you've got nothing, you pull one sock off of one of your feet.
Yes!
And you wrap it around
your arm so it doesn't scratch the windshield.
You're going to make me play this a third time on this show.
That's our little service
announcement.
Michael's and mine. And for those who don't know, that's, by the way, the back glass window on all Ford Expeditions, Explorers, And anything with a rear wiper on it, the Nissan Murano is one of those, the minivan. When that blade flies off, and it will, the idea of taking one of your socks and throwing it over here so it doesn't scratch the back glass, which costs $1,000 to replace.
Ouch.
Slide it over top of the arm or pull the arm off altogether, and it's usually a T5 bolt.
Yeah.
To take off. It's a Torx 5 bolt. Take the whole arm off.
I have one of those in my vehicle, too.
Exactly. I have a whole wrench set in the back of my car, but you can just take the whole arm off, let the spindle spin, and you don't scratch the glass.
Yeah. Well, that's great to know, and I'm going to keep the spare bulb in the back, at least to show the cop. Oh, look, see, I do. I have one. I just have to get home to put it in.
One license plate and one headlight.
Yeah. So, anyway, so my
one
last
headlight.
My last topic for bottom gear is with my wife's car, the RAV4, and I don't have a theme for that. I asked her, "What music reminds you of the RAV4?" And she looks at me. She goes, "It's a car. I don't have themes for cars."
Ever. Of course there's one. She just hasn't found it yet.
I said, okay, well, I'll have to think about that sometime. But
a Beatles song.
And we've
RAV4.
Yeah, really.
There you go. Okay. And we've talked about this many, many shows ago, that she has a bad auxiliary jack in her car. And I have popped it. It's a unit. Now, if you go to Toyota to have them replace it, it's about a $250 to $300 job, and the unit itself costs $200.
Screw that, junkyard.
Yeah, well, junkyard, or she's been doing a lot of research. She's been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and we've talked about this before, but I'm about to do this for her, at least to try. 9 out of 10 times, the problem with it is a cold solder joint.
Yep.
So I'm going to pop the thing out, and I'm going to use my soldering gun on it and re-solder the joints, or at least apply heat and
reflow it.
Reflow it and see what happens and put it back in. Because she would like to give. She goes, oh, could you put, like, I would love to get a Bluetooth thing in there. And I said, oh, it just so happens that on the GizWiz, they were talking about a unit that's now available. Actually, it's been out for quite some time, but they just updated it. And if you have an auxiliary jack, just an auxiliary jack, which is what my wife has, you plug this thing into the auxiliary jack, and it's a little round thing, and it's got Velcro, so you can stick it on the side.
Not Velcro.
And it has four Bluetooth inputs for devices, and when you walk in with your phone, it'll just automatically connect via Bluetooth, and the sound will go through your auxiliary jack.
It'll pair.
So you don't have to plug the phone in for anything.
And that's cool.
I'm really enjoying the Bluetooth in my car, which, of course, mine's got the Bluetooth thing, which worked flawlessly down to Pennsylvania and back with no interference, because, yes, it's Bluetooth to connect to it, but it still goes through the radio to play it back. But
wait a minute, yours is connecting your phone through Bluetooth to it, and then uses an FM transmitter to connect to the radio, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it works great. I had no issues whatsoever all the way down and back, past New York City even.
That's cool.
So, it's, of course, you know, everybody would love to have an auxiliary port, but I don't have one. But I may have to think about getting one eventually if I'm going to keep the car for any length of time.
So that way you can just use Bluetooth and eliminate the FM transmitter altogether.
Right. Yes. So
that's cool, because I'm just installing the radio in the Goldfinger right now that has an auxiliary input.
There you go. So I will try to find out what this name. You know, if you watch the latest GizWiz, they talk about it. And I looked at it, I said, that's brilliant if you just have an auxiliary input and you don't want to have to keep plugging and unplugging your phone from it. So great thing. Okay, that's my bottom gear. We're getting very close to the AM line, so
Anti-Meridian?
Michael, you're next, but we may have to interrupt you. Oh, no, it's Joel. No, Joel's next. I'm sorry, yeah. I was looking down at the other thing. Joel, we may have to interrupt you to say goodbye to Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
The AM line.
Bye.
It's not there yet.
So
we're close.
Oh, all right. Well, my topic is For those who've listened and have heard me talk about the Family Truckster, which I absolutely, positively fell in love with.
The what?
The Family Truckster. So, now I'm done with the little dance, and I call it my it's my rendition of a John Candy dance, because I'm just as fat as he is. But that being said, or was, you're skinnier now. That said, I love the... Michael. He's shaking his head like, I can't believe he just said that. and I love John Candy. He's probably one of my all-time favorite actors, right next to Tom Hanks.
At least Tom Hanks is alive.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? When John Candy passed away, I was heartbroken. I really was. I totally loved John Candy as an actor. Another one is Bill Murray. I'm dreading the day when Christopher Lee passed away. No, I don't have a tie with Christopher Lee like I do with John Candy or Bill Murray or when you hear, God forbid, when it happens with Chevy Chase. It's these guys are like, these are happy. These guys did the movies that are the happiest movies in my life. And when I heard John Candy pass,
I agree with you. You know,
I was totally bummed.
Movies like Ghostbusters and stuff. I mean, those are my most favorite movies. And you know, the Blues Brothers. Yep. I can watch those movies over and over again.
Yep.
And I just love them every time. I mean, they're such incredibly, incredibly brilliant movies. Yep. And the humor is just like so spot on. It's like these guys had it going on when they made these things.
Yep. I don't know how the hell I got on John Candy from where I'm going with Top Bottom Gear, but somehow I did.
Because we played Holiday
Road. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Exactly. So in any event, I was talking with Dr. Kenny, and who's probably, you know, I got four best friends in the entire world. Five. I'm full of shit. And honestly, and he's one of them, obviously. And actually, I only have five friends but in the entire world, and three of them you guys are listening to. But in any event, I tend to piss people off, in case you hadn't noticed. Anyway, long short, it's he came across one of his finds, and I was able to purchase a 2002 Dodge Crew Cab. 1500 half ton pickup truck with 86,000 original miles on the 5.9 liter V8 Hemi engine.
You're kidding me.
Now you're right. And the body is not mint. It needs, you know, it's got some faded paint on it. The frame is flawless. The body, as the usual, around the wheel well, rusted a little bit. Got 6.5 foot bed on it. And it's gas. No, it's not a diesel. Now, diesel is the ultimate. That's what I call the mothership. When I get a Family Truckster mothership, it will be a diesel. And I will buy one probably in the not-too-distant future. But we have to take baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first baby step, because I love Dodge trucks. And I've had Fords, as we all know. We heard about my 350, mm-hmm. which was the Millennium Falcon. And we had my Chevy, which I like to refer to as the piece of shit. And and this one will be the Dodge, which I will probably never digress from Dodge again. And, so 86,000 miles, crew cab. It's white.
Cool.
Spotless frame. And here, 80, and the best part is I picked it up. Everything works for $1,000.
Wow.
Nice. I'm jealous.
Ball joints are in good shape.
Ball joints and tie rods, they've been serviced. Well, here's the funny thing. It's not a four-wheel drive.
What?
It's a two-wheel drive.
Okay.
It is a two-wheel drive Dodge with a 360 cubic inch V8 engine in it. Every half ton.
Yeah.
So I literally said to myself, you know what? Will it be awesome in the snow? No.
I was going to say, you're going to be fishtailing.
Well, no, I won't, because I'm driving my diesel 4x4 then.
Okay.
And I also still have the LQRM Jeep, which is a 4x4. And I still have Goldfinger, and we still have Daisy, and we still have...
what? Wilson.
So, Goldfinger.
Oh. Come what on, Barry.
Senile.
Yeah, what the hell?
It just switched positions.
I gotta watch James Bond right now. God damn it. So, no.
Kenny Shack and James Bond. It's a good double feature.
It is. It really is. And I have them both on Amazon. Yeah, so, I mean, realistically, I thought about it, and you guys are going to laugh. Those who listen to this show, well, you guys won't laugh because you guys know me. Those who listen to the show are going to go, what? So, I've already purchased the 2.5-inch front-end lift kit for the Dodge. To level off the front end, because Dodges have a tendency to nose, the nose is a little heavy on them, so they have spacers for the front coil springs, and the 3.5-inch body lift kit, not to mention the 33-inch tires that are going to go on it and turn it into a Baja special. Because no truck I will drive will ever not have a lift kit on it.
Before we go any further, we'd like to say goodbye to Anthony. It was good that you stuck with it this long. Thank you.
Yes.
We really enjoy your patronage. And we'll
enjoy your nap.
We'll promise to, we'll try to get them into, bound them in a little bit further in the future.
Exactly. If we don't, oh well.
Yeah.
So
we'll see you soon at the MMPR.
Yes.
Load of minimum.
And we'll do the Bottom Gear Dance live in person.
Absolutely.
How's that sound?
You know what kind of concerns me a little bit about MMPR?
What?
Anthony's got such exquisite taste in good bourbon, and I have such shitty taste in cheap bourbon, that there's no way I'm going to be able to appreciate the good bourbon that he's going to be able to present.
If he brings it to the restaurant with him.
Well, even if it's, the top shelf stuff, at whatever pubs he happens to take us to. No,
that's true.
I don't have maybe a sophisticated enough palate. They'll say, hey, this is the essence of the foo-foo, what notes of vanilla and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just like it with Coke.
we generally warm up with the good beer in town, so I don't think you have to worry too much.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that reassurance, Michael, because it's one of these things I've thought about. I'm like, man, I don't have a sophisticated palate for bourbon. I mean, I like Maker's Mark. I love Maker's Mark, but I always cut everything with Coke. I don't drink any of these straight. And I thought that to some, diehard in the wool bourbon drinkers, that's insulting. You don't cut it with anything. So, geez, I don't know. That might lead to bad conversation. When I say, what would you like? No. I'd like the 5-star bourbon, please, and can you put a splash of Coca-Cola in it for me?
I think it improves the Coke. That's why I drink my Jim Beam. Of course, I buy the cheap Jim Beam, and it improves the taste of the Coke.
There you have it. Yeah, so anyway,
I think it's kind of ironic how Canadians really seek out the best of American bourbon, and all of us Americans look for the cheapest bourbon and the cheapest mixes to throw in it.
I'm more of a sea breeze kind of guy. I mean, just take vodka and throw some cranberry juice and grapefruit juice into it, and I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that the whole world renowns American bourbon, and yeah, exactly. But most Americans are like looking for the cheapest and something to throw in it.
All right, can you add cinnamon to mine? And that would just sacrifice to a bourbon drinker. Can you put cinnamon in my bourbon, please?
Exactly.
But anyway, so that was the newest addition. So the Dodge pickup, and so I'm pretty excited.
Back to bottom gear. Back to bottom gear. Instead of bourbon gear.
Bourbon gear. That could lead to all kinds of DUIs. So anyway. And that was that one. And then I guess what I got going on next would be Goldfinger.
Oh, God.
I would say, yep.
Hang on.
It was what? Oh. It was what?
That part. Anyway, I decided that I'm going to convert Goldfinger to full synthetic oil. And install a Canon air filter. Just to try and help increase the mileage, the MPG on it a little bit. And I also recharged the AC on Wednesday of last week. So you guys remember, I charged up the AC about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
That's right.
And much like yourself, Barry, I was in the car, I was coming home, and it was like 89 degrees out, and I'm like, it just isn't driving, it ain't pushing the cold air like it was.
Yeah.
And so I went and stopped by at my local Wally World, and picked up the large can of the synthetic R134A with the reusable top and gauge. And recharged the AC on the on Goldfinger, which now blows
on
a on. Well, we are.
I'm not playing it again.
And so now it's blowing in. It's blowing air in the 60s again. You know, it's 62 inside, which is comfortable, yeah. Well, especially on a 90-degree day.
Yeah.
So I got a small leak somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but. I'll eventually take it to Dr. Kenny. I'll hook it up to the vacuum system, evacuate the system, and pump in something with dye. But until then, it's cheap enough for me to recharge it every 2 months. Summer around here only lasts 4 months anyway.
Yeah, it's almost over now.
Almost over, exactly. Now we got to get to July, maybe the first 2 weeks of August, and then it starts cooling down at night.
Yeah, it's still cool now.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I heard that diesel go by. Heard it.
Because all the windows are open, I'm not using air conditioning.
Yes, I love the idea of burning coal. I can't wait to get to that point. But anyway, I'm done.
All right, so then... Oh, sorry, I'm not the host. You are.
So, all right, then moving on. Michael, I see a notation here. What do you got for us?
Well, as I said, it's driver's ed times two. Well, really not driver's ed for David, but you know, David really had other priorities while he was in high school. He went through driver's ed. He did through the learner's permits and such, but never really got around to getting his license. Mm-hmm. Of course, there still is his Jeep sitting out there.
Uh-huh.
His Jeep sitting out there.
His Jeep.
I only have...
Senile. Jesus.
Well, they're brothers in arms, so okay. that's appropriate.
All right. So I was looking around. I said, "Wait a minute! I only have the one for you."
We use the same song for both Jeeps. They're basically twins, just a couple years apart,
interchangeable.
But
I'll have a new one for you. Yours coming up. Go ahead.
Ooh, that's intriguing. Ooh. Cool. That is intriguing. Yes. I'm trying to think what it might be.
So David had to go. His learner's permit expired with his 18th birthday, which was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So now that he's out of school, we took the trip down to the Secretary of State office and got his temporary instruction permit, which was automatically waived as far as the waiting period on it.
All right.
And he's driving around as we're doing job site work at lunchtime. He's doing programming for me in the office here, but at lunch we go out and do IT work. Mm-hmm. And I'd say in about a week he's going to be about ready to take his road test, and then I'll have to turn over his Jeep back to him.
Good. Really get used to that one. But, really good.
And Mark starts driver's ed on Monday.
Awesome. Cool.
We'll be making the trip down to Calumet Daily for a while. Oh. Now, that does bring up a subject, although it's, this is bottom gear, but it really does apply, and that is I don't have an ABC list as far as my podcast listening. It's how far I've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And going to the high school / Calumet, whatever, that's about a best episode ever or a Marshall McLuhan variety hour.
Right.
If I need to go down to Hancock, I might listen to a twit.
Right.
If I got to get down to Marquette, I'll listen to No Agenda. If I've got to get to Florida, I'll listen to Late Night QRM. So I just got to gauge where I've got to go. I pick the podcast where I don't have to mess with it on the way.
I was waiting for Wisconsin. I'm like, if I'm going to somewhere in Wisconsin, I'm listening to Late Night QRM.
Yeah. And by the way, Chris should be rolling into Woodstock any second now. So I'm waiting for a text to to tell me that she has arrived.
Oh, I do have the theme for your Jeep, the new theme.
I gotta ask, what is it?
Wait a minute.
He's all forgot what the buttons do.
I hope it comes up right away.
Button, where is the button?
No, it's got a bunch of, it's on YouTube, so I'm not sure.
Oh, it's got to have an ad.
So that's okay, because he's got, you can filter it out and then hit skip ad after, was it, the last 5 seconds?
Oh, I forgot how long the intro is to this thing. Okay.
You know what? I am going to make a special road trip up the Copper Harbor, and I am going to drop in a ported and polished 383 stroker motor into that friggin' Jeep.
Oh.
With a Holley 750 double pumper carburetor and a nitrous 350 hole shot system. And then you can take a little Morbid Song and then play that.
Demo play some kind of... he has risen indeed.
There you go, I was going to say, because it'll be a 750 horsepower Jeep that he's going to drive in there. Granted, it'll only get 9 miles to the gallon, but boy, it'll get there quick.
So, yeah, anyhow, David will be rolling in his soon. Eventually, I'll have to do something about mine that's on sabbatical. I was being nice about it, but I think Barry's really nailed it. And... Oh, one thing at a time. You know, it's got 300,000 on it. I've got no complaints, but I do want it to rise again.
So, yes. Yep. Yes.
It'll be the Steve Austin of Jeeps. You know, it's
we can rebuild it. Make it better than it was there before. We go. There's the new theme.
It is.
I will get it.
All right. Absolutely. So that's it for me for Bottom Gear.
All right. I guess that means we're going into Entertainment Last Month. We're going to start off with Doug reminded us all. Sorry.
Dark Matter.
Sorry. The gin and tonic supersized is done. And I'm getting tired. Anyway, so Doug reminded us all that Dark Matter's premieres happened last night on on the Sci-Fi channel. We don't call it Sci-Fi down here because it's spelled S-Y-F-Y. It's Sci-Fi. The Sci-Fi channel. And up in Canada, I forgot what was the title? I forget the channel up there. I don't know. Somebody look it up on Google Plus. He listed it.
All right, hold on. I'll look.
Okay. But I got to tell you that not only did I mark it to be recorded on my DVR, I have Dish, you know, and I actually tuned in to watch it at 10 o'clock because that's what time it came on Sci-Fi, and I got through probably about half of it, and then a line of major thunderstorms rolled through the area and took out the signal on the satellite dish. That all I had was, in one scene, it was frozen people pixelated, and that was all I got. And of course, I do now see that they have it on at different times, so I will try to re-record it.
Yeah.
I immediately went to the Magic Antenna, and I'm trying to download, obtain a copy off the Magic.
Just digging a hole. In Canada, it's called Space.
Space. So the half that I saw, I liked. It really did keep my interest, so I'm looking forward to finishing watching the first episode. And I'm assuming I was looking at most of Doug's work there with the inside the spaceship and stuff, which was really cool. I like the spaceship. I think it's neat. It's dirty. It's, you know, you can tell it's been out there for a while and stuff like that. It's cool. But it has neat gadgets and everything. So, liking it. liking it. So now, cool. My second story, my second one, is because...
Wait, about Dark Matter, I also want to say that I have DVR'd it and told Dish Network to record all new episodes.
Yeah.
So that I can watch it whenever... I have time.
Yeah, except for when, you know, a thunderstorm rolls through and blocks the signal.
Yeah, we get those things too. That's the problem with satellite television.
So anyway, I got to say, I was ready to watch it at 10 o'clock, and the reason why I was ready to watch it at 10 o'clock is because I thought it came on at 9 o'clock. So I turned into CFE at 9 o'clock, and I know Joel has talked about this show again, and I just want to reiterate it, because I ended up watching Defiance. I guess it was their season premiere.
Cool friggin' show.
And I started watching it, and I said, I got to go back to Amazon and watch the first two seasons, because this show is good.
I love Defiance.
There's a video game called Defiance based off the show.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a big hit. Barty will tell you, too. Defiance is a big video game.
Is that the one that came out around Christmas time?
Yes, sir.
That's right. That is... Okay. Wow. Cool. Okay, but I'm gonna have to set up to record these, and I'm gonna go back and marathon the first two seasons because they've got them on Amazon. I'm assuming this is the third season, so I need to watch it, and I gotta get the storyline behind it. But man, I was hooked on that too. So two good new shows, and yes, I'm back to watching Sci-Fi again. Okay, that was my entertainment.
Michael?
Okay, well, I'm just in deference to the AM marker, I'll come back with the other subject on the next show, because actually it's going to be going on all summer. But as soon as Chris gets back from her, by the time she gets to Woodstock and back, and then to Wisconsin and back. Yeah, you got it. That's what I was going for.
Half a million strong.
Anyhow, we watched, what was the order of them now? I think we just finished, what was it, Day of the Doctor?
Yep.
Day of the Doctor.
Yep.
We're about to watch The Time of the Doctor.
Oh, it's a good one.
There is a significance there. It's the last one on Netflix. Chris is concerned. Like, well, we have all the classic ones to go to, and I'm sure the magic antenna can save us.
Yes. So,
I'm trying to think whether I've got them or I deleted them.
I have.
You have them?
I will send them to you.
Okay, Joel. Right. Because I usually share with Joel.
Okay.
Yes, and I save everything on the 2 terabyte. Magic antenna hard drive.
My problem is I got four.
What a man.
4 terabytes on my server, but it's starting to get full. Yeah. I got to start weeding out.
Well, she's never seen any of the classic ones. Although not Name of the Doctor, but or was the Name of the Doctor? I guess it was the Name of the Doctor. It starts out with the original Doctor Who intro.
Yes.
And the way the shot is set up, the Bobby is walking against a brick wall, and it looks black and white.
Yeah.
I thought this
was the thing. Click. I first saw that. Like, what? And then they cut over to Clara. That was Day of the Doctor. And they show Clara in the classroom.
Yes.
After the phone rings.
And the cameo at the end. Of course, she hasn't seen the original series. There's a spoiler here. Spoilers. But as he's sitting in the museum and the curator walks up, I'm like, oh my gosh! And Chris is like, what? It's an old guy. He's like, no, it's not just any old guy. It's Tom Baker!
Yes, it is. Right.
Ooh!
Yep.
My man.
Yes, it is.
You know, that was
totally, totally awesome. And some of my favorites. My wife gives me affectionately a hard time because I have like a little sweet spot for River Song, the actress. It's single. But in any event, it's watching those with the cameos with Tom Baker. And then also, I go back and watch the other ones because, well, she's hot. But anyway, it's totally right there with you, man. Jeez. I'm looking forward to watching them on my new cable. The new ones.
That's right. You'll be able to.
Yes, I will.
I still prefer to get them off the Magic Antenna and because they don't have commercials.
That's true. That's true.
But I hate them cutting up Doctor Who's for commercials.
You don't want them to stop.
Well, I think they cut out part of the show, too, because it still fits in an hour.
Yeah, the edits.
And without commercials, it's an hour. So,
right.
Yeah, so something has to go, or they're speeding it up or something. So, I don't know what they're doing, but I prefer the Magic Antenna version. That's for sure. So, okay.
Hey, while we're still in entertainment the last month, which is still this month, which is now, what's the score, Barty?
Actually, the game is finished, and Chicago won it 2-1.
Nice.
All right.
Chris's brothers are happy. Okay, good.
Go, Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God. Why? Stop them.
Sox?
Yes.
White Sox? No. White Sox? Yes.
Cubs.
Cubs. Go Cubs.
Blue Jays.
Sting. The Sting. No, Sting. Sorry. That's,
There you go. The Sting, the Blue, the Heat.
It was a pretty good game. It was a very tightly played game. I tell you, I kind of like games that are more physical, and this was more of a bit of a finesse game. Huh? But it was a beautiful hockey to watch.
Well, according to Barry, it's golf on a slippery surface.
Well, you know, Barry doesn't know much about anything, so you know, take that with a grain of salt.
No, salt and ice is not a good mix.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for show 184. Tonight's musical guest is insert name of band here again.
They're awesome.
Yes, they're on their summer tour.
Is it everybody?
So, and I'm sure we'll enjoy whatever they're going to play tonight. So with that, of course, we'd like to say to our military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you're doing. And especially you OCONUS guys out there, be careful. And we hope you get home to your family and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from New York's Tug Hill Plateau, this is Barty.
And thanks for hanging in here that late with us, Barty. And from Studio V, this is Michael, the virtual Uber. And night all.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. And that's it for show 184. 185 next week! Aren't you excited?
Yeah, it's cold. It's late. It's both here.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you. Until then, here's insert name of band here.
You don't need a band. Just let Joel go.
I was going to say, now I'm going to have to look for a song that sounds like that.
He still Michael hasn't said cut yet. We're still recording.
We are recording. That's it. That's
going to
be
good at that.
That's going to be the song for 184.
Just remix it a bit, add it to GarageBand, and we're good.
All right, everybody. See ya. Tonight's musical guest is Chicago with Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? Samson, speak. Good boy.